You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
When you are overthrowing a government, the local police are obviously going to be a problem. After the Bolshevik Revolution, a secret police force was created to purge the public of any political opposition. After Hitler came to power, the Nazification of local police departments took only 3 years, leaving a fully centralized police force under the control of SS leader Heinrich Himmler by 1936. In Venezuela, Maduro created a paramilitary force and employs non-state actors to fight against citizen patriots. It's an obvious priority when you plan on overthrowing a country and eliminating people's constitutional rights. Then you have to deal with the police who have sworn an oath to protect those rights. And we are now witnessing this in America. In Austin, Texas, Mayor Steve Adler came to power as one of the biggest landowners of Austin and spends most of his time perched above the city in the tallest penthouse, which is fitting. Adler does not act according to the will of the people, but rather as their king. When asked by Vice if he regretted ending the camping ban, which has unquestionably brought thousands of dangerous transients from all over the country into the once safe streets of Austin, he proudly admits to forcing his own disruptive agenda upon the people of Austin.
Was it a mistake to lift the ban?
It was absolutely not a mistake to lift the ban. I think that sometimes you really need disruptive action if you're trying to make change.
He arrogantly goes on to say that if the people vote to reinstate the camping ban, which has since happened, that nothing will change.
So I'm concerned about it passing and creating an expectation in some parts of our community that somehow or another that these people will at that point disappear, because they won't.
Some of these so-called homeless people are camping outside Austin City Hall, where they openly brag about going to war with the police.
If it's a war they want, it's a war they go get.
BLM supporter and Travis County DA Trudy Strasburger recently posted a job ad looking for a heavy hitter who is looking to prosecute police officers. Austin City Council has brazenly decided to defund the police by $150 million. This, along with having the streets filled with desperate transients, has naturally resulted in a sharp increase of violent crimes, robberies, and murders. Adler even joked with Joe Rogan how he succeeded at slowing Austin's growth by importing crime.
You know, but as I explained to people, there's only one way to really stop a city from growing.
Bring in crime.
Bring in crime. Make it an undesirable place to live.
Order out of chaos. This is the job of Adler and his radical city council. Destroy Texas from within. And it's working. Our election system has been subverted, and the population so brainwashed that Texans will likely elect Hollywood movie star Matthew McConaughey to be their next governor, proving once and for all that Texas is finished. If you don't think they can turn Texas into California, just give it a few years. The enemy's resolve seems to be far greater than our own. When radical local governments ignore the will of the people, and the people no longer have a vote, then the only hope for survival is to stand up against them.
Yeah, an absolutely incredible video by our very own Greg Reese. Please do share this video, especially if you're in Austin or Texas. Will Texas resist the communist takeover? Find it on band.video and infowars.com. Oh man, I have a lot to say about this. Also, I was talking to my sister about it yesterday, and she said, our governor needs to be more obnoxious. He needs to be more like Ron DeSantis. All these people moving to Texas, they can move here, but we got to let them know this is the way we do things here. And if you don't like it, you can go back where you came from. But instead, like, he's doing things like he'll sign the abortion bill late at night under cover of darkness. Like, they're ashamed. And we need to be shouting this from the rooftops. This is how we do things here. Like it or leave it.
We're launching our 2021 Memorial Week specials, and right now we've got store-wide free shipping. We've got double Patriot points. We've got 40% off on DNA Force Plus, sold out for 7 months. We've got 50% off on Ultra 12, 50% off on Vazo Beads, 50% off on Alpha Power. These are all incredible products. I can talk about each one for several minutes, but a lot of you have already used them. Some of you haven't. You got to go check these out. These are all top-of-the-line formulas, some of them clones of bestsellers, others original formulations that we came up with top developers to blow people away. And it's all there. There's a bunch of other big specials on water filtration, air filtration, too many sales and specials to mention them all here today. But whatever you do, go to InfoWarsStore.com with store free shipping and double Patriot points. And sold out for 7 months, DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 that's been sold out is now back in stock, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to American Journal. My name is Harrison Smith. You're watching us on Infowars.com and band.video. Thanks so much for being here today. Let us get right into it, shall we? We'll start, as we always do, with our Daily Dispatch. Here it is, folks, your Daily Dispatch for Wednesday, May 26th, 2021. Prosecutor in Trump criminal probe convenes grand jury to hear evidence and weigh potential charges. Manhattan's district attorney has convened the grand jury that is expected to decide whether to indict former President Donald Trump and other executives at his company or the business itself should prosecutors present the panel with criminal charges. According to two people familiar with the development, the panel was convened recently and will sit 3 days a week for 6 months. It's likely to hear several matters, not just the Trump case, during its term, which is longer than the traditional New York State grand jury assignment. Like others, these people who spoke to MSN spoke on the condition of anonymity to discuss the ongoing investigation. Generally, special grand juries such as this are convened to participate in long-term matters rather than to hear evidence of crimes that are charged routinely. The move indicates that District Attorney Cyrus R. Vance Jr.'s investigation of the former president and his business has reached an advanced stage after more than 2 years. It suggests, too, that Vance thinks he has found evidence of a crime, if not by Trump, by someone potentially close to him or his company. Vance's investigation is expansive, according to people familiar with the probe and public disclosures made during related litigation. His investigators are scrutinizing Trump's business practices before he was president, including whether the value of specific properties in the Trump organization's real estate portfolio were manipulated in a way that defrauded banks and insurance companies, and if any tax benefits were obtained illegally through unscrupulous asset valuation. A little translation necessary here. It's political persecution, plain and simple. You think this would be happening if Trump wasn't a hugely successful dissident politician? Do you think really this is the top priority for Cy Vance Jr., Manhattan's district attorney? You'd think during a time of skyrocketing violent crime where four-year-olds are shot in Times Square while on vacation, you'd think maybe there are other things to concern themselves with. You think the billions of dollars going in and out of New York, probably a huge percentage of that, totally illicit, totally under the table, totally illegal, massive corporations and non-governmental organizations engage routinely in flaunting of the law. Why go after this one in particular? Maybe it has something to do with who their president is, and maybe this is just a nice little vision for the future. Become a politician, become successful against the left. Prepare to have district attorneys spend 2 full years investigating every aspect of your life, desperately searching for something to pin you on. They're desperately trying to send Trump to prison. It's completely political and entirely unacceptable. But there it is. Obama judge uses 200-year-old ruling to claim Steve Bannon was guilty by accepting President Trump's pardon, and then they dismissed the case. Yeah, they tried to politically persecute him. You try to use the power that you've scammed from the American people to abuse your political opponents, but it turns out they had to just drop it instead. The case against Steve Bannon by the Southern District of New York was dismissed today by another angry and unjust Obama judge. In dismissing Bannon's case, which should have been done months ago, as soon as he was pardoned by President Trump, the Obama judge couldn't help but suggest Bannon was guilty, and she did this using 200-year-old court cases. Before ending her ruling, Torres extensively cited case law suggesting Bannon's acceptance of a pardon acknowledged the truth behind allegations that he conspired to defraud donors at the nonprofit We Build the Wall and pocketing the loot through money laundering. Just both of these stories are in the same line of legal moves against Roger Stone, against Alex Jones, against InfoWars itself. It's using the courts to persecute your political enemies. Nothing surprising about this. We're in the midst of a communist takeover, so that's what's going to happen. A driver faces a deadly weapons charge for hitting BLM agitators. Well, I mean, if they ran over BLM agitators, I guess, you know, it's a deadly weapon. You're trying to kill people. Well, what's this? One had a gun, and they were mobbing my car. Oh, a little bit different there. So maybe get on the damn sidewalk in protest instead of in the middle of the road. You should go to jail for obstructing traffic. Absolutely incredible. It's from the Citizen Free Press. But yeah, there you go, folks. If you are swarmed and attacked by gun-wielding angry mobs trying to pull you out of your car, just let them. Just let them do that. Just go ahead and die, because defending yourself or just pressing on the gas pedal and driving down the road apparently will get you sent to prison under deadly weapons charges. Probably holds decades in prison for you. William Shakespeare, not that one, this William Shakespeare is the first man in Britain to receive an approved COVID vaccine. Celebrated, this was a major achievement in the country, the UK, the first vaccinated person. He was so happy to get the vaccine. Well, he's dead. He's dead now. William Shakespeare, a man with a famous name who inspired headline writers across Britain last year when he became the second person in the country to receive a coronavirus vaccine, has died after suffering a stroke, his family said in a statement. He was 81. Since Mr. Shakespeare was vaccinated on December 8th at University Hospital Coventry in central England, 57% of Britain's population has received at least one dose of the coronavirus vaccine, the highest vaccination rate in the world. One of them. There you go. In a statement released through his hospital where Mr. Shakespeare was vaccinated, his wife of 53 years, Joy, said he had been grateful for becoming one of the first people vaccinated against the coronavirus. Very sad development there. If only he hadn't gotten the vaccine, he'd probably still be alive today. Australia power station explosion leaves thousands without electricity. Hundreds of thousands of people across the Australian state of Queensland were left without electricity after an explosion at a power station. Energy companies are now scrambling to restore power, while local officials have warned of traffic chaos. About 250,000 customers have since had their electricity restored, according to energy providers, but many are still left without power. They asked people in the area to reduce electricity usage where possible. They said it was a generator turbine fire, and they expected it to be a prolonged event. What I would wonder is, were the chips of this power station, were the components of this power station perhaps manufactured in China? And does this have to do anything with the fact that China has recently started banging the war drum with Australia, claiming that they'll be the first to fall should violence occur over Taiwan? Something to consider, considering that most of our power generating plants here in America fully stocked with Chinese components that directly connect through the internet to the Chinese Communist Party. So, wouldn't be that hard. Flip a switch, shut down American electricity. Did they do that in Australia? I guess we'll just have to wait to see. Homeless campers around City Hall in Austin formed their own armed security detail. One Austin City Council member is raising safety concerns about an encampment around City Hall. For weeks, people experiencing homelessness have surrounded City Hall with their tents in protest of Austin voters reinstating the city's camping ban. City Council member Mackenzie Kelly tweeted she was harassed as she walked out of City Hall on Monday. In the tweet, she said she saw one man with a metal pipe and at least one knife, making her feel unsafe. There have since been another encounter. We'll show you the video of that later today. But we'll talk about that a lot in this episode, trust me. Tech company backs out of Arizona election audit. Tech company that oversaw the hand count of Maricopa County ballots Arizona's Republican Senate-led audit of 2020 election results has decided to back out of the recount. A new company has taken its place. Apparently, we'll talk a little bit more about this in today's program, as well as this other update from Arizona. Arizona Secretary of State stripped of her duties after trying to interfere in the election audit by the GOP State House, and power has been given now to the Attorney General until the end of 2023. So more updates with the Arizona election audit to discuss in this program. Here's a report, not particularly surprising, but rather illuminating. Biden and his administration actually shut down an investigation into the Wuhan lab probing for the origin of COVID-19. And finally, we have a report from Facebook saying that the U.S. is a top target for foreign and domestic influence operations. Oh, we're going to get real into this report in today's program. Very far into it. We're going to dissect this thing, and I hope you join us. That's your Daily Dispatch. Stay with us. American Journal returns in just a few minutes.
I share with you, the viewers and listeners, the facts of where InfoWars is. And it's always a complex picture, but I do my best to explain it to you because you are the patrons that make all this possible. So in short, the world's awakening, despite all the censorship, InfoWars has never been more influential and has never had a bigger effect exposing the globalist agenda and fighting it. But that said, the COVID lockdowns, the shutdown of supply chains has almost shut us down because most of the best-selling products which you want to buy, like DNA Force Plus and others, have been sold out for up to 7 months. Well, guess what? DNA Force Plus just came back in, thank God, for 7 months. It's 40% off. It's amazing at InfoWarsStore.com. And for the week leading up through Memorial Day, we have store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points. And Alpha Power's back in stock. And Supermel Vitality's back in stock. And Pollen Block and VasoBeast, they're all back in stock, as much as 50% off. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air, InfoWarriors. You know, I'm cutting an ad right now. And I've been here on this Saturday cutting these. I've done a terrible job because I just cut like 5 ads and I didn't tell people the most important part. No, it's not that DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 7 months and is back in stock and is 40% off. Or how the supply chain broke down and how it almost bankrupted us, but thank God it finally came in. Or how it cleans up your mitochondria and makes your telomeres last longer and can regrow nerves. You've got to go research DNA Force Plus. No, it's not that. The reason I just cut all those ads and forgot the most important point. The Supermel Vitality's back in stock, 50% off. The Prostaguard's back, 40% off. The Alpha Power's back, 50% off. The Ultra 12, Vitamin B12, taking out of the tongue, it's incredible, is back, also 50% off. Or VasoBeast, back 50% off. No, it's dead. We've got double Patriot points and free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points, free shipping store-wide on top of these huge sales.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives. Yes, we're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
The BioPros are the new non-GMO pollution solution, using eco-friendly products to treat everyday problems while supporting our environment. For the first time, the BioPros are bringing to the public market a suite of bioremediation products to the everyday consumer. Their first product they are launching is called BioSeptic Pro, a product specifically designed to establish a healthy septic system. BioSeptic Pro contains live microorganisms, not traditional enzymes like its competitors. This stuff lives in your septic system. It's really like probiotics for your septic tank. Say goodbye to septic problems. gas buildup, and odor guaranteed. BioSeptic Pro is light years ahead of traditional septic treatments. They have a revolutionary patented delivery system that carries live microorganisms to treat the problem at its core, making their products up to 100 times more effective than its competitors. BioSeptic Pro is safe for plumbing, human, animal, and aquatic life. Secure your BioSeptic Pro today at TheBioPros.com for anaerobic septic tanks. TheBioPros.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is American Journal, Infowars.com. Band.video. You go to InfoWarsStore.com to support us with the Memorial Day Mega Sale. Free shipping, double Patriot points, massive savings on all of our amazing products, and you help keep this program and so much of what we do on air. Yesterday was the great debate between Nick Fuentes and Robert Barnes. Maybe that's what I'll take your calls about today. Did you watch it? Did you enjoy it? Who do you think won? It was definitely very successful, very highly watched, highly talked about. Like most debates, it depends on who you supported going in, who you think won, which I think is kind of a good thing. Clearly, Nick Fuentes and Robert Barnes aren't going to solve the intractable enmity of the Middle East political affairs in a couple hours. So didn't expect, you know, one of them to come shining out on top. And from what I've been reading on Twitter today, it seems like the audience was fairly well split. People that agreed with Robert Barnes thinks that he did a great job. People that agree with Nick Fuentes think that he wiped the floor with Robert Barnes. So I think that's a successful debate, and I expect we'll see a lot more of these. And I really enjoyed Alex Jones's intro to the entire program, where he talked about the tradition of debates, a tradition that dates, heck, all the way back to the Roman Empire at the very least, where you had, I mean, that was entertainment for the day. You'd go down to the Senate and watch them argue, and they would it'd be two plaintiffs, you know, arguing against each other. That's how people like Caesar and, you know, all these other really famous Romans made their name, basically sort of as lawyers, as prosecutors, as advocates for various causes. Very thrilling and entertaining and important and informative. And so I think we should do more debates in the future. And I hope that you enjoyed sort of the first rebirth of this debate style. And hopefully we'll see more of it. I'd like to see more people get involved, even more mainstream people come on. I mean, this is the thing about InfoWars, especially with something like Israel-Palestine. I mean, I think our audience is fairly well split down the middle on the issue. And so it's good to have people from both sides come out and have all the time in the world to air their thoughts. That's the way that the truth is arrived at many times. Maybe the best way that humans have under this time. There you go. Robert Barnes bragging about spanking Nick Fuentes. Debatable. Debatable. Said it was a fun debate. Don't complain too much, Groypers. It's all in good fun. We're all on the same side here, the side of America and what's best for our people. So nothing wrong with a little bit of gentle, friendly ribbing there. Hopefully you enjoyed it. I'll go ahead and open up the phone lines, and that'll be the first topic that I'll be taking your calls on. Did you watch the debate? Who do you think won? What did you think about it? What can we do better next time? What topic would you like to see debated next time? That's what I want to hear your calls about today on American Journal. The number to dial is 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call right now. There's Nick Fuentes. Thank you to Barnes Law, Alex Jones, and the crew at InfoWars, and everybody who tuned in tonight for a great debate. The great debate. Nick, it was very great. Very entertaining, very fun, very impressive, honestly. Two very intelligent guys going at it. It's like seeing two all-star boxers beat the crap out of each other. It's something to see, a sight to see, and it's really incredible. So, again, the number to dial, 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call at American Journal, and we'll be taking your calls throughout today's program because I do not have a guest. No guest today, but lots of videos to show you, as always. And yeah, I almost want to just play the Greg Reese video again about Texas resisting the communist takeover. It really is that bad. You know, there's some things that I hear in my real life, and I know, like, a lot of people in my personal life, they don't watch the show. They would never hear me talk. But I don't want to, like, bring up stuff that they say on the off chance that they hear it and get insulted that I'm, you know, mocking them on national television. But let's see how I can say this. There's some people from California that moved here, and they are, well, Texas's worst nightmare, you might want to say. Got, you know, mansions in San Francisco, Napa Valley. Moved to Texas with the belief that California was crumbling because of climate change. That's what was wrong with California. They had to flee the climate change that was causing all the fires, for which people had been arrested for arson, by the way. Oh, yeah, all the fires. All the fires, all the crime, all the chaos. Darn it, climate change. They literally said, it seems like Texas is just immune to climate change. Immune to climate change. This is what we're dealing with here. You've got people whose state has been utterly destroyed by Democratic policies. Then they blame those policies on climate change. And in their mind, the reason that Republican states don't have the same problem that Democrat states have is because Republican states are somehow magically I can't even imagine how this would be possible, but they believe that Texas is somehow immune to climate change while California is not, and that's what's causing the problems. So now they're moving to Texas and bringing all those problems with them. And then when the problems arrive in Texas and Texas starts to collapse because of their socialist policies, they'll say, darn it, the climate change got us here too. It followed us. The climate change must have followed us to Texas. How does it know? What do they have against us, this climate change? It's just mind-blowing. I think my sister was right when she said Texas's governor needs to be more obnoxious. He needs to be more in the forefront. This is not a time for quiet resistance. This is not a time for passing abortion bills and then signing them in the dead of night with no fanfare. Now is the time to take on the mold of a Ron DeSantis, where every single day he's out in front of the public making some grand pronouncement, codifying, solidifying, and projecting the values of Florida. Florida is still exploding. Florida is massively gaining population. Population in Democratic states is plummeting as people flee those Democratic states and move to red states. Now, Florida is going to be in a much better position compared to Texas when it comes to the migration and the influence of all of these liberals fleeing, you know, all of these parasites, these locusts, who have now consumed the field that they're originally in and now are flying to our field to consume it as well before moving on to one of their other mini houses in other states. And we need to let them know, leave that crap behind. Do not bring that here. We don't want it. We're not interested in it. You conform to us. You are coming here. You conform to us. But instead, we have Texas governors just like, we're so happy all these big tech companies are moving. You know, it's just so exciting. We're just going to be full of Californians and Indians, and nothing will change, I'm sure. No, we need to be shouting from the rooftops. These are our values. We don't kill babies, okay? We don't want to replace our people with foreigners because it's cheaper for the major corporations. We don't want trillions of dollars being taxed out of our people and given to scammers who claim they're lowering carbon through carbon credits. Like, we don't want that crap. Leave that behind. We need to make that perfectly clear. I don't know if Texas is going to survive. When we get back, I'll cover the death of Austin, the homeless camp chaos that's happening, and the attacks that are being made against the only city council member with any brains in her head, Mackenzie Kelly, who she can't leave City Hall without being accosted by armed homeless people. It's a problem.
I'm giving you a status report on what your support of InfoWars has done. We are kicking globalist ass up and down the planet right now. Their entire agenda of depopulation, poison vaccines, it's all coming out. And yes, I'm risking my life, and yes, this is very dangerous, but it's worth it. I'm very honored to be in the fight, so thanks for keeping me in the fight and our great crew here at InfoWars. And here's the other good news. This has been sold out for for 7 months. It's got the highest quality PQQ CoQ10 that's so good for your cells, your mitochondria, your telomeres, your nerves, everything. CoQ10, look at the other ingredients. They all go together. This incredible formula, our number one bestseller, sold out for 7 months, is now back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the InfoWar a true 360 win. Get it while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. DNA Force Plus. Your voice counts. When you share information, be it over the internet or in person, it changes the world. The globalists know their agenda is unpopular. They know you're angry. And now to get around big tech, it's more important than ever that we use every tool we've got. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you sign up for our free news and show alerts, you can then take those alerts, those articles, and those live feeds, both the regular shows and special reports, and share them with everyone you know. Take action now by texting the word NEWS, N-E-W-S, to 833-470-0438. That's 833-470-0438 for InfoWars emergency news alerts. Or text the word SHOW to 833-470-0438 and receive live show notifications. Take action now, create the chain reaction, and tell others to share those texts. Get news alerts at 833-470-0438. When I get up here and tell you that most of our best-selling products have been sold out for 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, 7 months, it's not a gimmick to make you buy the products. I'm really genuinely freaked out because listeners were buying enough of our great supplements and books and films and t-shirts to fund the operation because they're great products. We're coming back and getting more, and thank you for the support. But whether it's DNA Force Plus or whether it's Pollen Block or whether it's Supermo Vitality or Vasobeats, because of the ongoing lockdowns around the world, we're not going to lower the quality of our products, and so we just can't offer them. But thank God, it looks like some good things are starting to happen right now, because suddenly a lot of products that have been sold out for a long time are back in stock. And one of them is Pollen Block. It takes a long time to get into Pollen Block, but it's for seasonal discomfort, stuff like allergies. It's from France. It's a special proprietary system. This is the highest quality, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points. Check it out. I've got some really good news for the viewers and listeners of this broadcast. And then I've got some really, 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 really good news. Yes, I could spend an hour telling you about how the globalists are getting exposed and how they launched COVID-19 as a bioweapon and how much trouble Bill Gates and Fauci are in. I can even tell you about how the states are turning against the puppet President Biden and saying we're going to have $1,000 fines to try to make people wear masks. I could tell you about all of that, but why shouldn't I instead tell you about the super good news concerning the InfoWar? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are running right now the Memorial Day special for the next week only, with store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and DNA Force Plus is back in stock. Sold out for 7 months, 40% off. Supermel Vitality, 50% off. Prostaguard, 40% off. Alpha Power, 50%. Ultra 12, 50%. Vasobeats, 50%. Free shipping and Patriot points. And it comes to InfoWar, and it's incredible products. And George Soros hates it. Ha-ha!
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal. Watch live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, if you have never purchased anything from the InfoWars store, I get it. We give this stuff out for free. Why pay for something that you get for free? I get it. I understand. But we wouldn't be able to be here if everybody felt that way. We would not be here if everybody just watched this material, went to the website, and then gave nothing back. Thank God, or rather I should say thank you, that some InfoWarriors, a sizable amount of you, actually go to InfoWars store and help us to fund this program. But again, we're not just begging for money. We do give the information out for free. The website doesn't require a membership to view this. You don't have to pay a monthly fee to share this, to chop it up, to rebroadcast it on your own. Totally free. And the only way that we're able to do that is because people go to InfoWarsStore.com. But again, we're not just begging for donations here. We give you something in return, and that something are some of the finest supplements God has ever granted to mankind. And now they are almost all half off. I was just scrolling through the website during the break there, and the number of things that are 50% off is really staggering. Ultra 12, Vaso Beats. You even have $50 off the Alexa Pure Breeze and the Alexa Pure Pro water filtration system. So if you have never been to InfoWarsStore.com and supported us, now is the time to do so. You get 50% off, free shipping, double Patriot points. Now's the time, folks. If you've never done it before, don't wait a single minute longer. Go try some of these supplements, and you'll find you're going to be back. You're going to be back to InfoWarsStore.com because I pretty much guarantee if you buy one of these supplements and actually take it as directed or as suggested, you're going to notice a difference, and by the time that that runs out, you're going to be wanting to get it again. That's just the way that it works. Your life will improve if you use it correctly, and especially combine it with, you know, lifestyle changes to increase your health and decrease your dependency on chemical concoctions they call food these days. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Help us to stay on the air and continue to fight this all-important battle for the soul of humanity. Now, I want to go out to your phone calls because the phone lines lit up when I gave out the call for call-ins today. We're going to do a little contest. I want to do a contest on American Journal for callers. Maybe not today, maybe tomorrow, maybe every day. I want to hold a contest that says, if you can call into American Journal before Johnny from Denmark, you're going to get a T-shirt. Because Johnny from Denmark, he's got us on speed dial or something. I don't know how he does it, but every single day, Johnny from Denmark is the number one caller. And it's honestly impressive. I just want to know if anybody can beat him. I want to see who can beat Johnny from Denmark in the quick draw American call-in show. So maybe we'll do that from now on. But, of course, I'm joking. Johnny from Denmark, you have called in about last night's debate on Fuentes' side. What's your secret, Johnny? How do you call in so quickly every single day?
I don't know, but I haven't gotten on in the last 13 days.
It has been a little while, but you're on now, and I want to hear what you had to say about last night's debate. You say you're on Fuentes' side. How do you think he did?
No, I didn't say. Well, kind of. I was on his side of the issue. I'm one of those. You know, I'm a very critical thinker, as you know, and I expected Bob, by virtue of his profession, to do a better job, which he did, but I think Nick was more on the right side of the issue. Two glaring omissions, actually two glaring blunders, I think, that Nick made were one of commission and the other one of omission. The commission was mentioning 9/11 as evidence of Islamo-terrorism because we know it's a lot deeper than that.
Right.
And actually, Bob missed an opportunity there. Actually, Nick missed an opportunity there. They both missed an opportunity to say that, hey, how about the dancing Israelis? You know?
Right, right. I think Paul Joseph Watson brought them up earlier in the program. But, yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he did. Nick failed to mention anything about Epstein. And anybody who thinks, you know, that, I mean, this is just common sense, that all these revelations about Epstein, which are still forthcoming after his death or presumed death, wouldn't have an effect on the lobbying, the Jewish lobby in America, has got to be kidding. Is either, you know, deluding themselves or just, you know, extremely ignorant. And also he let he could have made the moral argument also, and to the extent they were talking about realpolitik, which Bob cleverly shifted the discussion into, you know, at the beginning, even mentioning that word, Bob's, you know, argument was stronger.
So just strictly on the debate last night, regardless of your personal stance, who do you think did better?
I think Bob did better. But he didn't win me over to his side of the issue.
Well, thank you very thank you for the call, Johnny. Very detailed and wonderful analysis there. I hope you do keep calling back. I try to give other people a chance, Johnny. We got a lot of callers, and I know you're always a good guy to go to when you call in, but I do got to give other people a chance. But I appreciate you calling in. I hope you continue to do so. Let's go to now. Who do we have? Emily in Florida. Emily is first. She was impressed with the debate, and she found it very refreshing. That's good to hear, Emily. Thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Hi, Harrison. I know you don't have much time, so I'll be quick. I just wanted to say that I just really enjoyed hearing both sides of an issue. I just think that today everything gets shut down so quickly. I'm a person that recently has switched from being crazy, from a libertarian kind of independent. And then I was a Democrat for quite a while. I was an Obama girl.
Right.
And then fairly recently, I was a big follower of Bernie Sanders.
Mm-hmm.
And throughout this whole pandemic and this whole process, I've really switched my point of view on who's positive. And I ended up voting for Trump.
Wow. Okay. I want to talk about this. That's very interesting. Well, walk us through your process, because I admit I'm the same. I voted for Obama his first term, but by the time that term was over, I sort of had the wool pulled off my eyes and was like, wow, I fell for that. I mean,
no,
I feel like I fell for
deep.
Rhetoric.
I was still deep in it. I was really still deep into everything, the racial stuff. My son is half black, half white. I was very much into racial equality, but mm-hmm. I'm not into what's happening now. And it's been a really big battle for me because I've lost a lot of friends. Everybody is just shutting down conversations. And I mean, I've been called a racist. I've been told, I have good luck to your son, you know, because he's being raised by you,
right?
You know, a white woman. And this is going to somehow affect him in a negative way, I guess. You know, but really what I wanted to say about the debate, I have a couple other points I want to make.
Sure.
But what I wanted to say is just, it's so refreshing to hear both sides taken and people not just shut down and friendships not ended. And, you know, everybody's going to work again today and they'll be able to, you know, that doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah.
And I loved seeing that. I think that one of the points that I felt that wasn't brought up was that regardless of the position, there needs to be a position. And that's what's not happening right now. The U.S. is flip-flopping. They're confusing everyone. And I think Biden's lack of taking a position entirely is what's causing a lot of this instability. And regardless of who's right and who's wrong, not really us to say. It's not our country. It's not our position to say who's right and wrong, really, in my opinion.
But that would be a solid position, wouldn't it? To say,
right.
To say we should not be involved in this. Like, he can't even say that. It's like, well, we're kind of involved, but we're not involved, and we kind of support these people. We're giving money to these people. It's like, you're right. It's all confusing and convoluted. Emily, will you stay on?
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Yeah. Trump brought some assurity. Is that what you're going to say? Some like forthrightness. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, we're going to hold Emily over because I think this is an important kind of merger of topics, because this is about the open airing and open sharing and open debate of two opposing views. And I, like Emily, probably feel the same way, where it's like, no, wait, I haven't changed. I still want all the things that I wanted before, but now I'm the bad guy and we can't even talk about this anymore. It's about an open dialogue to get to the truth.
We're launching our 2021 Memorial Week specials, and right now we've got store-wide free shipping. We've got double Patriot points. We've got 40% off on DNA Force Plus, sold out for 7 months. We've got 50% off on Ultra 12, 50% off on Vazo Beads, 50% off on Alpha Power. These are all incredible products. I can talk about each one for several minutes, but a lot of you have already used them. Some of you haven't. You got to go check these out. These are all top-of-the-line formulas, some of them clones of bestsellers, others original formulations that we came up with top developers to blow people away. And it's all there. There's a bunch of other big specials on water filtration, air filtration, too many sales and specials to mention them all here today. But whatever you do, go to InfoWarsStore.com with store free shipping and double Patriot points. And sold out for 7 months, DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 that's been sold out is now back in stock, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
I've got some really good news for the viewers and listeners of this broadcast. And then I've got some really, 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 really good news. Yes, I could spend an hour telling you about how the globals are getting exposed and how they launched COVID-19 as a bioweapon and how much trouble Bill Gates and Fauci are in. I can even tell you about how the states are turning against the puppet President Biden and saying we're going to have $1,000 fines to try to make people wear masks. I could tell you about all of that, but why shouldn't I instead tell you about the super good news concerning the InfoWar? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are running right now the Memorial Day special for the next week only with store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and DNA Force Plus is back in stock. Sold out for 7 months, 40% off. Super Male Vitality, 50% off. Prostaguard, 40% off. Alpha Power, 50%. Ultra 12, 50%. Fazo-V, 50%. Free shipping and Patriot points. And it comes to InfoWar. And it's incredible products. And George Soros hates it. Ha-ha!
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
InfoWarsStore.com is simply the best. InfoWarsStore.com beats out all the rest. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139 is the InfoWarsStore hotline. 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. It's American Journal. We are taking your calls on the debate last night, what you thought of it. A lot of callers calling in to say what they think, and we'll get to some other callers shortly. But I want to take a little detour here because Emily from Florida has called in, and I mean, there's so many different directions to go with this conversation. I really just want to hear your experience, Emily, because it's fascinating to me, and I think it's something a lot of our audience can relate to, and something that a lot of progressives sort of need to hear. Because I don't feel like I get a lot of empathy from my former friends who have suddenly become incredibly political. You know, growing up, I was always pretty political, and I was always more conservative than my friends. But then, you know, I saw Bohemian Grove from Alex Jones like when I was like in middle school, and that sort of shattered the whole left-right paradigm for me. But I bought into the rhetoric of Barack Obama. Because to be honest, when Barack was running the first time, he said a lot of the stuff that Donald Trump said. Same reason I voted for Donald Trump. He wanted to end the wars. I was, of course, excited to be a part of, you know, this symbolic ending of racial division in America, right? Yeah, how well did that go? You know, all the other closing Guantanamo, stopping the foreign interference. I mean, really, it was mostly about the anti-war stuff, but he had very good rhetoric. I voted for him. I fell for it. I admit it. I'm not ashamed. It's a very hopeful time. And then you found it all fell to dust. It was all a lie. So I realized that very quickly. Thought, dang it, they got me. I'm not going to fall for that again. I'm going to be a little bit more discerning from now on and not just listen to the rhetoric and believe it. And it was just always interesting to me that I don't feel like my politics has really changed that much. I still believe the things I always did. But everybody around me suddenly got very political and suddenly thought they knew everything. And suddenly I was the stupid one, even though I'd been talking about this for years. Anyway, it's not, I don't want to go on about my story. I just think it's a fascinating and a shared experience a lot of us have. Emily from Florida said she's sort of gone through the same thing fairly recently. And I just want to know, Emily, like, what do you know? Can you point to one or two particular things that you saw that made you start questioning things? Like, how did you break out of the liberal bubble that you were probably in?
Well, I've always been on the fence. Okay. I mean, Alex has been on my radar for a very long time.
Right.
It's 20 years, maybe plus, back from when he was putting out these random scratchy videos. And
right.
Young guy, you know. But I always questioned that. The Sandy Hook thing kind of turned me from him in a way. But I love him. And I've always felt that regardless of his position, he was genuine.
Right.
And that's nothing that I've ever doubted.
Right.
But as far as politically, what really happened when I started to really question what was going on was when I was a big supporter of Bernie Sanders. And I watched what they did to him with Hillary.
Right.
I watched him walk out of the White House with this look on his face. And like, I'm really much more into watching people regardless of what they say.
Mm-hmm.
And something happened to him that day. I don't know. I just got a feeling something happened that day. Remember when he said it, you know, Hillary's got the nomination. I'm going to step to the side. Do you remember this?
Yeah. Well, I remember the convention, the Democrat convention where Bernie Sanders was just sort of smoldering in his seat, just sitting there fuming while Hillary Clinton was up there waving at him from the stage, you know, accepting the nomination. It was, I mean, that 2016 Democrat National Convention was very interesting to me in the terms of the dynamic between Bernie and Hillary. I remember it well, Emily.
This last time, he should have won.
Mm.
It should have been him against Trump. And I don't know, I just have a feeling they did something. They did something. Because there's no way people pick Biden over Bernie. There's just no way. With the movement we're seeing right now, this is Bernie's movement.
Like, yeah, I definitely.
It just doesn't make any sense. Do you understand? So that's when it hit me.
Yeah.
They are corrupt. There is something going on. They're not telling us.
Mm.
You know, and that made me say, you know what? If this is a lie, what else is a lie?
Right.
What kind of a person really is Trump? Because I have family members that were Trump voters and really loved Trump. And I actually had my stepmother, she passed away last year. But she was actually a friend of his. Well, you know, acquaintance.
Yeah.
You know, so she's like, no, he's a great guy. And no, he's not a racist. I mean,
right.
You know, and so I was always like, huh. And so I just really started watching him, watching his speeches, watching everything he did, watching it from the White House platform. And I started seeing like, wait a second. This isn't what I've been looking at. This isn't what people have been telling me has been going on. Like,
right.
Huh. And my eyes just really opened. And like, the debate is such a wonderful thing because like, that is what this world is missing. Like all the censorship, all of the like, people are scared to talk. They're scared to express their views. Like, and because they do get shut down, I've lost like all my friends pretty much. I have a couple new conservative friends that I chat with. You know, I'm fine. You know, I have my family. I'm good, you know, but like, I'm not going to change my views for that. Some people will.
Yeah.
And like it shuts down the conversation. I have a very good friend that I haven't been talking to much that I grew up with. I called her yesterday. How are you feeling? I've been thinking about you a lot for some reason. She says, Emily, you wouldn't even believe it. And I said, what's going on? And she says, I just got out of the hospital. And I said, are you kidding me? I mean, she is healthy as can be, marathon runner, like has always been the healthy girl of our group, you know,
uh-huh.
Always went running in the morning, 10 miles. Anyway, she says, yeah, I just get out of the hospital. I took the J&J shot, and 2 weeks later, I ended up in the hospital with blood clots in my brain.
Oh, God.
So, like, this is the conversation that got shut down. And she's like, you know, I was trying to send her things. I was trying to say to her, like, you know, really use your best judgment on this. This is scary. Like,
right.
This is something you need to. And this is the conversation that's getting shut down. And now look at her. She's on blood thinners, on bed rest, owns her own business. You know, has two daughters, young daughters, a husband. Like now, what is she going to do?
That's amazing. And did she say, you know, did she say like, I should have listened to you, like anything like that?
You know, her first response was we were texting each other. We didn't really, you know, and she says to me, are you an anti-vaxxer?
Right.
And, like, it hit me like a brick wall. I'm like, I mean, I'm an anti, like, kill people for no reasoner.
Right.
Like, what? Like, I don't understand what's going on, you know? And, like, this the conversations that aren't being had, these debates are so important because, like, it could save her life, you know? And she did say to me that she's gone to all 10 medical professionals around her. She's been to two different hospitals. She's been to her own doctor. She's been to specialists. They all say it's not connected to the vaccine. They won't even allow the theory to even be looked at. Won't even allow the theory to be looked at. And so when she talked to me, she's like, I'm overwhelmed. I need to take a nap now because I'm like, it's connected, Nancy. You need to realize what's going on, you know?
So, wow.
Yes. It's wild. It's wild what's going on. And there's so many of these stories. I told it to another friend of mine. She's like, oh, yeah, I have a coworker that you know, dropped dead after his second shot, just literally went home and just died. You know, I mean, like, and that's just one conversation I've had in one day.
Right.
And I'm only one person. And, like, none of this is going to get connected because look at her cases. She is a healthy person, Harrison. I mean, like, one of the most healthy people I've ever known in my life.
Right. And they won't even entertain the idea that she was affected by the vaccine. They just would rather assume that this very healthy marathon runner just suddenly developed blood clots coincidentally at the same time she got the J&J vaccine. So, yeah, we're not even getting the right information to be able to debate. How are we supposed to get to truth at all if we can't even have the facts on the ground? It's really incredible. I'm glad that you have the fortitude, I guess, to withstand the public pressure, the peer pressure that comes with daring to ask questions that are outside of the mainstream purview. I mean, do you feel like it's taken a lot of strength on your part, or is it just you're just like, look, I'm just looking at the facts and other people's reaction is not really incumbent on me. That's how I feel. I'm just like, look, I've always believed this stuff. I've always known what's going on behind the scenes, and I've always been aware of it and suspicious of official stories and that sort of stuff. All my friends were totally cool with that before. Suddenly Donald Trump gets into office, and they're the ones changing. So I've never even really feel like it was something that I had to contend with really, aggressively or anything, because to me it was just like, look, those people are being brainwashed, I guess. It's not my fault, and, you know, I'm not going to change my beliefs to serve them. So what was that process, or what's your reaction to their reaction been like, Emily?
I mean, it's been tough. Yeah. It's been tough, you know, because I've really tried. I haven't been silent. I haven't just sat there and listened. I've tried to really open people's eyes.
Right.
And I mean, it's been tough. It's been really tough. And like, I'm the same person. I haven't changed.
Right.
The things that I've always wanted, I still want. I have not changed one bit. But they have. Do you understand? Like, years ago, I mean, I've always fought for social justice. My mother was a high school English teacher, won awards for helping in the community for social justice. And, I mean, always fought for rights. And, I mean, I went to prep school, boarding school, liberal arts.
And now you find the whole world going insane, and you're still the same. But everybody's calling you a racist and a bigot and all this other horrible stuff.
Right, exactly.
Man, it's so tough. Well, congratulations on being strong enough to withstand it and upholding the truth. And I hope your friends take a lesson from you and learn from your example, Emily. Thanks so much for the call.
You know, I'm cutting an ad right now, and I've been here on the Saturday cutting these. I've done a terrible job because I just cut like 5 ads, and I didn't tell people the most important part. No, it's not that DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 7 months and is back in stock and is 40% off. Or how the supply chain broke down and how it almost bankrupted us, but thank God it finally came in. Or how it cleans up your mitochondria and makes your telomeres last longer and can regrow nerves. You've got to go research DNA Force Plus. No, it's not that. The reason I just cut all those ads and forgot the most important point. The Super Bowl Vitality is back in stock 50% off. That ProstaGuard's back 40% off. That Alpha Power's back 50% off. That Ultra 12, Vitamin B12, taking over the tongue, it's incredible, is back also 50% off. Or VasoBeats back 50% off. No, it's that. We've got double Patriot points and free shipping store wide. Double Patriot points, free shipping store wide on top of these huge sales. I don't really need to sell you on how beet concentrate is really good for your heart, good for your liver, good for your lungs, good for your cardiovascular system and your brain. It's well known, and so beet supplements are amongst the best sellers out there. So I went out to a top lab and I said, what is the strongest beet concentrate you can do? A copy of the popular formula you have. And they explained that their formula had a certain percentage. And I said, just like with Body's Ultimate Turmeric formula, for the average competitors at 5% curcuminoid, I said, no one else does 95. That's the highest level. I said, give me 95% curcuminoid. Didn't even cost much more. And we have 95% curcuminoid. Well, it's the same thing here. This is a very strong beet extract. And it's very good for your body, good for your heart, and it's back in stock, BasoBeets, at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. Turbo Force is back in, DNA Force is back in, Ultra 12 is back in, Super Male Vitality is back in, and they all fund the InfoWar, and their store-wide free shipping, and double Patriot points for the week of Memorial Day.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news, today.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Taking your calls today about the great debate. Charles from Atlanta is on the line. Charles, one of our regular callers. You haven't called in a while, Charles, and I've missed you. You always have very good thoughts about what's going on around the world. And you were just about to make a comment about Robert Barnes and Nick Fuentes. And you said Robert Barnes is probably the one of the smartest people. You know, and I'll tell you, just talking to him, like, you know, he hasn't been in a while, but he used to be around InfoWars a lot, and I'd see him in the hallways, and you just talking to that guy, you're like, oh, I'm in the presence of an intellectual superior here. I do not have the memory that this guy has, or the, I used to always joke, because he would come out with these rhetorical flourishes that were so well phrased, and, you know, I don't even have the words to describe the way that. Anyway, that's why I was so excited to see the debate last night, because Nick Fuentes is kind of similar in a lot of ways. You watch him and you go, holy crud, this kid is smart. You talk to Robert Barnes, you go, my God, this guy is smart. You put these two guys together, it is just a cacophony of intelligence batting up against each other. But Charles, thanks for calling in. I wanted to let you finish your thought there and tell us what you thought about the debate last night.
All right, and please note, in about maybe a few seconds, I might have to holler out to the other room and tell the guy that's bringing a new wash machine in to come on in.
All right, you're working.
Out of all the weeks that this was happening, it would happen just when the call was picked up.
All right, that's fine.
But no, I wonder overall, look, the lady before two calls back said something, the debates that are not happening.
Right.
I could hear in her spirit that she's disappointed, troubled by the fact that we don't converse enough,
yeah,
early enough, in a true enough way to make things happen before we get caught up in something. But I wonder whether humanity overall are either there's something wrong with us, Harrison. We just, in my mind, number one, have something in our genetics or our conditionings or social conditioning that causes us not to take the highest view of an issue. In other words, if you're in a country or in a city and you're debating how you're going to split, you know, do whatever you want to do, in my mind, way of thinking, like a mathematician or engineer building a 50-story building, you have to have precise measurements and techniques to do it correctly all the time.
Right.
But when we converse and think about problem solving, we don't do that. One of the things I like to say is let's go to the highest level of the concept we're talking about. Okay, if it's Israel, Palestine, then in that case, you have to go back historically to where the divisions within those groups of people happen. You also have to examine words, because when you say Jewish, and when you say anti-Semitic, you know, when you really define those words correctly, it's not really what we're talking about.
Right.
So again, I'll just say this. I could go on and on, but let me say it real quickly. Human beings have to we're at a point in our time. We're in such perilous times. We must insist when we open our mouths with each other. The first thing that comes out of my mouth is, what is the purpose that I'm even talking to you, taking your time to address you for? There has to be a purpose. And on top of that, collectively, we need to have positive building purposes. If we're just spreading our seed or just wasting our time talking and doing, then we're going to be captured by those dark forces that see we're not focused.
Right.
in all of our conversations and thoughts, we must, okay, say, I open up the show or open up this conversation with you, or less when we're going somewhere doing something. What's the purpose? What are we trying to accomplish?
Right.
And make sure that the purpose has a balance of outcome. I can't have like 50,000 billionaires and then 6 billion people living on poverty. Humanity cannot survive that way. So getting back to the debate, even though the debate was limited to Israel and Palestine or that conflict, I was really surprised that those two intellectual people did not at some point take the concept of the fight over there plus their debate and say, let's raise it up to a higher level and then work our way down. Because, again, if you don't do that, we're talking and shooting bullets in the dark and missing our target. It's not having any effect. And the debate was, I wish you all would have debates all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Again, please tell Alex, this is the most wonderful thing you could do. We need these long-form discussions. That's another problem with communications in the modern world.
Short-term.
Nothing is long-form enough. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But,
man,
we got to take it high and have a purpose that, look, I know you got to go. If our efforts are not to assure that the bulk of humanity can be increased in their livelihood, their welfare, well-being while they live and are manifested in this world, then what is the point?
Yeah.
If we're not really trying to go after that, we're going to allow even ourselves with our best intentions to short each other. We have to say collectively we're a family. Do our cells fight against each other? Do our organs? We want our body functions to work together in harmony to give us the best health. So as a human species, we must insist, we must have a concept that we must relate like that. Countries, look, there needs to be a conversation on why good countries don't get together and not blow China out of the off the map, but why are we insisting on such wickedness and dehumanization to exist while we're okay here, maybe, but a cancer or a problem that's there. You know how something in fruit, if you don't cut it out, it'll come and eat the whole fruit.
Mm-hmm.
It'll leaven the whole loaf. So there's something wrong with our perspective on how we pursue our day-to-day activities. We're not really saying, let's be perfect. Let's be as full and as powerful as a species as we can in a positive way, because we're always allowing, like the election, like 9/11, like who killed Kennedy. We just get satisfied with never having these problems solved. There's something wrong with us, Harris.
Harris. Man, I really appreciate your call, Charles, and you always bring a new level of wisdom. And something that I really try to do here, because I have the same conversation, exactly all the questions that you're asking, Charles, or the issues you're raising, exactly what I try to force myself to remember every time I do a show. Like, there are things that just make me mad, and I can just come up here and just yell about how mad they make me. But I do try to ask myself, okay, what is the point of covering this? Could I cover something else that would be more important to people's lives, or is it just about me getting my anger out, you know, this morning? So I try to take into account, okay, what is the goal here? The goal of InfoWars is not to demonize anybody. It's not even necessarily like make people look dumb or anything. So I try to keep it in mind whenever I am doing something like that. If I am just raging at something, like probably later in this episode, I'm going to be raging against Stephen Colbert of all people, right? Late night host. You know, it might seem sort of petty and ridiculous, but hopefully I'll do so in a greater view of illustrating the vitriol and the anger that's present in the modern media landscape and the way that this is actually dangerous, because it leads to real violence, and hopefully put it in a larger perspective and take that bird's eye view. It's what I'm always trying to do here, and I appreciate the way that you phrase all that, Charles, because it's very eloquent the way that that you put it all together, maybe more eloquent than I can get out, although I do try to manifest it. But then, of course, the other point that you talk about, the definitions, the getting back to the basics, the foundational aspects of debate. I mean, that goes back to, you know, some of the oldest debates on record. You read Socrates, Plato, they have entire dialogues where they're just trying to get to the definition of a single word. What is justice? And they'll go on and back and forth, and by the end they figure out they don't have any idea what justice is. So maybe that's not the most productive conversation, but I think about it all the time, because you hear words like social justice, racial justice, food justice, climate justice, and it's like, what does any of this mean? First, we have to define what justice means, and then you understand the all of this prefix justice, right? The social justice, it's not really justice. It's a co-opting of that word, and so what we're talking about isn't justice at all. And so if we lose that foundational definition, then all of our conversation is hot air. It's nothing. It's worthless. And so I think that's a very good point. And then the other point I wanted to highlight that you made is that, you know, so often we do as humans just like we're very good, as you put it, like we can build a 50-foot skyscraper, the precision that's necessary, the intricacy, the communication that's necessary for to achieve that is incredible. And humans can do it. And we're very capable of doing that. We're probably the only animal that's capable of really changing our minds, of learning something and then reforming how we perceive it in order to match our perception with reality. I mean, that's what humans are good at. But then the ego comes in. Then the pride comes in. Then you're presented with information that's counter to your perspective, and you reject that information rather than change your perspective to take that information in. And I think that is a major problem with humanity, I guess. And I think at the end of the day, it's about ego and pride. The same way in the conversation we were having with Emily earlier, it's like, I could have kept being a liberal thinking I was right.
The federal government commissioned secret radiation experiments on thousands of non-consenting patients. Hundreds of hospitals in the U.S. injected healthy men, women, and children with uranium and plutonium at dosage levels ranging from non-therapeutic to lethal, killing many of the test subjects.
Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, is one of the most important films ever made. 14 years ago, we tracked and documented the Bilderberg Group's activities and their plan for a great reset using the threat of a fake virus. The film now is more important than ever. When it shot to number one on Amazon last year, they banned it. We have it back in print, available now at InfoWarsStore.com, selling them as low as $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk, and there's a zero country code, so anywhere on the planet, you can make copies. In fact, I want you to make copies. You are the Paul Revere's, 1776 World. Worldwide, 1776 worldwide. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
In the southern part of Texas.
All right, welcome back, folks. I got to cover some of these stories, but I also got to take your calls. What do? I'm definitely going to take your calls this segment, and then maybe we'll move on to some other topics here. I really am excited to talk about this Facebook report about foreign and domestic influence operations. Hope you're ready to have your head melt from the sheer just hypocritical nonsense that I'll cover when I get to that story. I'll save it because we got people waiting on the line. I don't want to make them hold any longer. They've called in. They want to talk about the debate that occurred last night, the great debate between Robert Barnes and Nick Fuentes. Nick from Florida says that Barnes won the debate on facts, but that the whole conflict is just a diversion. Thanks for calling in, Nick. You are on the air.
Hey, Mr. Harrison. All right, so the way I saw it was basically when Joe Biden came into office, I feel like they were super war hungry because Trump had been keeping us out of the conflicts in the Middle East for so long.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you had a military convoy rolling into Syria like the day after he was inaugurated.
Exactly. So what I was thinking was the people were so against that, and they had seen that Trump hadn't got us into any conflicts in the last 4 years. So they knew they couldn't come right out and get us into another war right off the rip, at least in front of all of us to see. So with them being aligned with Israel in the way that they are, I feel like this whole thing was just basically a giant diversion to get us off the topic of looking at how bad the Biden administration actually is and what's actually going on. I'd also want to say that I feel like you had alluded to earlier, Barnes had won like on the facts and the statistics. He's a super smart guy, sharp as a tack. And one point during the debate with Fuentes, I thought it was really funny. He kind of set him up for the kill. And I loved how InfoWars fearlessly is leading the charge in the debate on the forbidden topics and answering honestly, because what he did was this was pretty cool. In most debates, most people would have shied away from the particular question, which was, he said, now, if Israel was wiped off the map, would that make the United States better or would it make it worse? Basically, in those words. And Fuentes answered it wouldn't, or would it have any effect on the United States negatively or positively? And Fuentes said, without hesitation, no, there wouldn't be any effect. And I thought that was really fearless. I feel like Fuentes is more in line with the young American resistance army. From what I've been seeing, the younger generation is being naturally turned away, because children always want to rebel against what the elders are telling them if there's no real reason for them to tell it. So the children are the youth basically is being basically turned away from the mainstream narrative that we need to invest all this money into Israel and Israel this and Israel that. And I just feel like Fuentes won the overall theme and the overall big picture.
Mm.
And Yeah.
Well, it's a subtle take, and I think it's a correct one. That I think Nick does represent sort of a younger zeitgeist that grew up where, you know, their whole lives we've been in war in Iraq and Afghanistan for no reason. I mean, I don't even know. I doubt Nick Fuentes even remembers 9/11. I mean, I hardly remember. That's how young I was, and Nick is significantly younger than me. So you grow up your whole life with these foreign wars that seem utterly pointless and nonsensical. Meanwhile, your country is totally collapsing. Your country is burning up. Your country is, you know, on the cusp of civil war, and yet all the debate time is taken up with Israel and Gaza and the Middle East. It's like we're sick of it. We're sick of that. We need to deal with our problems at home, and we need to stop sending money to players overseas that just cause more problems. Just keep it here, solve our problems, stop meddling around the world. I think that's a sentiment that a lot of younger people feel, and I think you're right, and I appreciate your take on that. And I think a lot of people feel just like you did. It's like, it's hard to say who won the debate because, you know, facts are on one side, facts are on the other, but you look at it a big picture, maybe you get a different perspective. It's a very interesting topic, and I am so glad that InfoWars is leading the way on actually opening these discussions and having substantial debates, not just talking points yelling at each other. Very, very amazing. Let's go to who is next. William in Arkansas has a veteran's perspective on the Middle East. Thank you for calling in, William. You are on the air.
This is the same old argument, same old academics. I'm wanting a real reason, not an excuse, for why I should spend one dime, one moment of my time, my resources, or any other human being, right?
Yep.
My time is my time. Your time is your time. Now, I can tell you why I do, because it's my principles and my faith and all this. But you talk about Israel and the mess that's been over there for thousands of years. You know, it goes back to what? King Saul, the prophet Samuel, King David. The state of Israel, right, is not the 12 tribes of Israel.
Right.
Our cousins over there, right, are from Abraham, Sarah, Rachel, the whole deal, right? Mm. We don't have to get into the academics of it. It's the same repeated mess of who, this, that, and whatever, right? Beavis and Butthead, right, and Forrest Gump know the answer to our situation in this world today by working men and women, and it's any means necessary, right? How does a virus survive and mutate? Any means necessary. What does Fauci and Silicon Pelosi do to attain their agenda? Anything necessary,
yeah.
Right? all the verbiage from the lawyers and the brilliant minds from Harvard and Yale and Princeton and Oxford and Berkeley and wherever could be eaten. What a place that is, an 800-year-old institution that has manipulated centuries of finances and people and other educational institutions. But yet the average idiot out there doesn't want to listen.
Right?
Any means necessary is where we're at today. So please give me a real reason, not a bunch of dialogue of left and right debate, the same garbage we've heard for centuries, right? Because as you just stated, we're sitting here losing our own nation.
Yeah.
Right? I'm in a good situation. Everything I've got is paid for. I've got three ponds.
Yeah. But you make a great point. Our country is collapsing, and you're right. Well, a single life is invaluable, right? It's worth more than any treasure in the world. And yet, to this day, people are dying in the Middle East. Young men my age, going to the Middle East and dying. And you have to ask, for what? What are they dying for? What is worth the cost that we are paying? Why are we even over there? It makes no sense at all. And you can't just say, 200 people died this year and blah, blah. It's like, okay, that's 200 lives snuffed out. I mean, that's a tragedy. And you have to ask the question, is it worth it? And we don't need, as William points out, intellectual pontificating about this. What's the real reason? Why are we there? If you can't give us a straight reason, we're out. Fantastic stuff. Let's go quickly to Jefferson in Virginia, who thought the debate was like a Gordian knot. Gordian knot, it's not that Alexander the Great untied with his sword, cut it in half. Thanks for calling, Jefferson. You're on the air.
Hey, good morning, Harris. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure. 1 minute.
Yeah, I think the whole thing is just supposed to be a flashpoint. So long as Islam is mistaken for a real religion, this thing will never resolve itself. It's a provocation that's just going to go on forever, and the Balfour Proclamation cemented it. But I don't want to talk about Israel. I want to challenge Robert Barnes to a debate.
Oh.
I want to debate whether Kamala Harris is a natural-born citizen or not.
Mm.
Nobody wants to have this conversation.
That's interesting. That would be a good topic for the debate, whether she's a natural-born citizen. I know you've aired your concerns on this program before, saying that because she was not born to American parents, she's not a natural-born citizen, and so therefore is not a legitimate vice president. But tell you what, Jefferson, nothing about this presidency is legitimate. Biden's not a legitimate president. Kamala's not a legitimate president. It's not about legitimacy. It's about, as William from Arkansas just said, any means necessary. It's about manipulation, domination, and taking control through force and manipulation. And laws be damned. They do what they want every single time. And conservatives need to take a lesson from that.
Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement, made 14 years ago, accurately predicted the globalist takeover using the Great Reset and the threat of a virus. This film is now more important than ever. I noticed just a few months ago that suddenly the limited supply we had at InfoWarsStore.com had sold out, that people were really talking about the documentary because major platforms like Amazon had banned it because the globalists had openly criticized the film, like the New York Times. And so we printed 20,000 copies, now back in print, and in less than 2 weeks, we've already sold half of them. This is very, very exciting. We're selling them close to cost at $3.95 a piece when you buy them in bulk, or $14.95 when you buy them individually. There is a zero country code on it, meaning you can copy this anywhere in the world. Get it. Burn copies. Share it with everyone. It's blowing people away. It's evergreen. It predicted it all. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, available now in DVD and at InfoWarsStore.com.
We're launching our 2021 Memorial Week specials. And right now we've got store-wide free shipping. We've got double Patriot points. We've got 40% off on DNA Force Plus, sold out for 7 months. We've got 50% off on Ultra 12, 50% off on Vaso Beads, 50% off on Alpha Power. These are all incredible products. I can talk about each one for several minutes, but a lot of you have already used them. Some of you haven't. You got to go check these out. These are all top-of-the-line formulas, some of them clones of bestsellers, others original formulations that we came up with top developers to blow people away. And it's all there. There's a bunch of other big specials on water filtration, air filtration, too many sales and specials to mention them all here today. But whatever you do, go to InfoWarsStore.com with a store of free shipping and
10 double Patriot points, and sold out for 7 months, DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 that's been sold out is now back in stock, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Back, folks. We'll go back to your calls in just a moment, but first I want to cover one of the main stories in the news today. It is a report by Facebook about their foreign and domestic influence operations. The United States topped a list of countries most frequently targeted by deceptive foreign influence operations using Facebook between 2017 and 2020, the social media company said in a new report released on Wednesday. The tallies were based on a number of, quote, coordinated inauthentic behavior networks removed by Facebook, a term it uses for a type of influence operation that relies on fake accounts to mislead users and manipulate the public data for strategic ends. What to say about this? Tell you what, first we'll watch a little video report on it, and then we'll break down just how little of this report you can trust at all, and just how glaringly obvious some of their omissions truly are. First, here's a brief report on the newest investigation by Facebook.
This morning, Facebook releases its first ever threat report on efforts to spread political misinformation on its platform. The company removed more than 150 so-called influence operations after criticism that it failed to block Russian interference back in 2016. Senior investigative correspondent Catherine Herod spoke exclusively with Facebook about the findings. Catherine, good morning to you. What's the big takeaway here?
Well, Gail, the nearly 40-page report reviewed by CBS News found a growing number of groups right here at home manipulating information for political and financial gain. Facebook also stresses the problem is very real in other countries.
Leading up to the 2020 campaigns, Facebook investigators found election meddling by traditional adversaries like Russia and Iran was compounded by new efforts to distort the facts.
That was actually one of the big surprises.
Nathaniel Gleischer is Facebook's head of security policy.
Domestic manipulation and foreign interference are both serious challenges, and you have to tackle them both at the same time.
It's not just U.S. elections. According to the report, Facebook has identified influence operations that came from over 50 countries in 30 languages on every continent except Antarctica.
In the United States, we see these types of activities linked to marketing firms, linked to sort of political actors, and linked to fringe groups or conspiracy theory groups.
What does domestic interference look like?
Imagine a PR firm or a marketing firm that hires 1,000 people in the United States to use their social media accounts or maybe create fake social media accounts to advocate for particular issues or on behalf of a particular candidate.
Gleischer said Facebook started identifying and taking down such operations in 2017. Among the threats Facebook observed were so-called perception hacks designed to undermine voter confidence.
One of the key claims we see people make is that they've hacked election systems. These are simply people playing on the fear that that might have happened. They're trying to weaponize uncertainty and weaponize our own fears.
For a layperson, it's hard to know what's real, what's trustworthy. What would you say to them?
Ask who's reporting it. Who's behind it? How much do you know about them? And can you get some of that additional context?
And the report predicts more targeted attacks in the future, exploiting political divisions, because these influence operations capitalize on fear and uncertainty. The Facebook report comes as President Biden is set to meet middle of next month with the Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Very interesting report, isn't it? Thank goodness the fine, upstanding, honorable folks at Facebook are looking out for our best interest. But are they? But are they? I mean, we have a huge number of pieces of information that shows that what Facebook is involved in has nothing to do with anything that they're claiming it has to do with. Foreign election interference, right? They're very concerned about foreign election interference. And yet, the oversight board is populated by foreigners. That's kind of strange. the people deciding who is and is not allowed on Facebook are themselves not just foreigners, but actually members of foreign governments. Yeah, that's a little strange. You'd think they'd want to talk a little bit more about that. That's really incredible. So you have them saying that they are manipulating information. What does that mean? Are they lies? Are they falsifying information? Or is it true information that portrays a reality that you would rather obscure and hide and bury? Because literally yesterday, Project Veritas published the internal documents that said, with no uncertain terms, that Facebook is removing information, even if it's true, as long as it might cause people to hesitate in getting a vaccine. 100% factual information, but they'll still remove it because it goes against what they want people to think. You think it's any different with politics? You think it's even slightly different with politics? I mean, the things that they accuse of using Facebook to manipulate, to influence the election, are things like fringe political actors, PR consulting firms, media websites, conspiracy theorists. Literally what they're saying is, if you advocate politically against Facebook's particular stance, you are an influence operation. You will be removed. They're blaming it on things like Russia and China. And it's amazing. They're like, these people are trying to play on our fears. So kind of like how you're playing on the fear of China and Russia, so that the American people clamor for censorship because you've propped up Russia as a big bad enemy of ours, and now you're using that fear that you've generated in people to get them to allow you to censor the internet on your own behalf. Russia, followed by Iran, topped the list for sources of coordinated, inauthentic behavior, and this was mostly rooted in foreign interference. Top target of foreign operations include Ukraine, United Kingdom, Libya, and Sudan. And then that guy talks, he's like, you know, when we're talking about influence operations, what you're talking about is people being paid to make fake accounts and manipulate information. Well, where do you think George Soros's $18 billion went? What do you think the very existence of media outlets like Vox and Vice News consist of? They don't make any money. They're pumped full of money by the hundreds of millions of dollars by leftist activists. And then they put out leftist material. I mean, there are literally legions. There's entire arms of military, countries' militaries that all they do all day, every day is get on Facebook and other social media and manipulate things. And it ain't Russia. But let's talk about who's really behind the Facebook censorship. You may remember a woman by the name of Pamela Karlan. She is the self-described snarky bisexual Jewish woman who testified before the House Judiciary Committee regarding the constitutional grounds for the presidential impeachment during the impeachment inquiry of President Donald Trump. So she goes and gives testimony against Donald Trump in the first impeachment, Ukrainian impeachment. Hardcore leftist activist attempts to break down the presidency and destroy the presidency of her Republican enemy. Well, on May 6, 2020, Facebook appointed her to its content oversight board. She's one of the ones deciding, oh, but that's not an influence campaign. No, you give control of censorship over to left-wing activists, but that's not influence. No, they're the good guys looking out for the real bad. And what about Noah Feldman? Noah Feldman was also one of the people who gave testimony during the impeachment hearing against President Trump. Feldman also advised Facebook on the creation of the Facebook Oversight Board. According to Feldman, the purpose of the Oversight Board is to protect and ensure freedom of expression on the platform by creating an independent body to review Facebook's most important content moderation decisions. What about Jeff Zientes, or Zients, a former Facebook board member who is now the coronavirus czar in Joe Biden's White House. Now he's worth $90 million. Used to be a board member of Facebook and is now in the Biden administration. Certainly no conflict of interest there. Another board member is an advisor to Facebook, and two others in the administration. One was a Facebook director, and another was a company lobbyist. And they've taken leadership roles in the Biden administration. Nick Clegg was once a serious politician and now doubles as Mark Zuckerberg's bag man and representative on Earth. He is now in the Biden administration. So the Biden administration is absolutely full of current, former, and future Facebook oversight board members. Oh, but Facebook's very concerned about political influence. There are operations going on. They're literally in the Biden administration. But it gets worse, folks. Stay tuned.
When I get up here and tell you that most of our best-selling products have been sold out for 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, 7 months, it's not a gimmick to make you buy the products. I'm really genuinely freaked out because listeners were buying enough of our great supplements and books and films and t-shirts to fund the operation because they're great products. We're coming back and getting more, and thank you for the support. But whether it's DNA Force Plus or whether it's Pollen Block or whether it's Super Bowl Vitality or VasoBeats, because of the ongoing lockdowns around the world, we're not going to lower the quality of our products, and so we just can't offer them. But thank God, it looks like some good things are starting to happen right now, because suddenly a lot of products that have been sold out for a long time are back in stock. And one of them is Pollen Block. It takes a long time to get into Pollen Block, but it's for seasonal discomfort, stuff like allergies. It's from France. It's a special proprietary system. This is the highest quality, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points. Check it out.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Right, welcome back, folks, to American Journal, InfoWars.com. I have a lot of stories to cover today that I'll make sure to get to. We're going to talk about Mackenzie Kelly, the city councilwoman from Austin, who's been accosted by homeless armed agitators every time she leaves City Hall. And we're going to talk about Rand Paul and Stephen Colbert. We're going to talk about this Facebook report saying that the U.S. is a top target for foreign and domestic influence operations. Oh, very scary stuff. Very scary. Foreign powers meddling in our elections. Shocking. We'll definitely get to that. And then I want to talk a little bit about Marjorie Taylor Greene as well. But the calls have been so good today that I want to keep going back to the calls, and people keep calling in. They want to talk about this debate, the great debate last night between Nick Fuentes and Robert Barnes. Real quickly, I just reading this article. It's just what a crazy, crazy world we live in. Crazy, crazy world. Hitler quote attributed to George Floyd by student in high school yearbook. A high school yearbook is being recalled after it emerged a student used a quote from Adolf Hitler and falsely attributed it to George Floyd. Yeah, it's called a prank. That's a little prank. It's a little bit of a prank there. In high school, my friends were in charge of putting together a music CD for the yearbook because their graduating class had a bunch of bands in it. So they wanted to put together a CD, and they would give a CD out with all of the yearbooks. Probably blowing the lid off some stuff here, but my friends made songs that were about smoking weed secretly. You know, they'd use code words to talk about it. And one song, they literally recorded themselves like saying creepy stuff and then put it in reverse. So if anybody played it backwards, they would hear creepy messages. It's a prank. It's kind of what yearbooks are for in a lot of ways. It doesn't mean you actually worship Satan because you're, you know, making fun of the satanic panic where people would spin Led Zeppelin records backward and be like, praise Satan. Like they actually did that because they thought it was funny. It doesn't mean they're actually Satanist, right? It's a prank. It's what high schoolers do. Nancy Bean, principal of Glastonbury High School in Connecticut, wrote in a letter to parents and guardians that a student used a false name and submitted a quote from the Nazi leader, but said it was from the black man who was murdered by former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin last May. The quote was this, quote, it is a quite special secret pleasure how the people around us fail to realize what is really happening to them. So it's kind of a meta joke, right? The quote is about how people don't realize what's going on. they're hoping that you don't realize that it's a quote from Hitler but attributed to George Floyd. It's not a particularly outrageous quote, in my opinion. It's quite special. It's a quite special secret pleasure how the people around us fail to realize what's really happening to them. I don't know how you even find out that that's a Hitler quote, or what that has to do with anything, but the school has now suspended yearbook distribution and asked for those who have their yearbooks to return them. The principal, Bean, who did not describe the quote or name the student involved, also confirmed that police have been called to investigate the incident. And that's really the reason I wanted to cover this story, because what type of world do we live in where somebody submitting a prank quote to the yearbook under a false name, by the way. I don't even know how it could have gotten printed if it was under a false name. That doesn't make any sense to me. But what type of world do we live in where a yearbook prank submitting a quote from some villain of history as if it was George Floyd, police get called? The police get called? What, are you going to send this kid to jail for quoting Hitler? I mean, what the hell? This is incredibly strange. A disturbing incident came to our attention today. An inappropriate quote was submitted by a student using a false name and was published in this year's yearbook. Going forward, we will review the process used for students to submit quotes from the yearbook. We are saddened and distressed at what happens. Acts of bias, bullying, and cruelty are not acceptable at our school. We are committing to ensuring all Glastonbury High School students feel safe and supported. It's like, what? A statement on Facebook, a group called Black and Glastonbury described the Hitler quote appearing in the yearbook as horrible, yet not all that shocking. Every time an incident involving racism, transphobia, misogyny, or anti-Semitism happens in Glastonbury, school leadership responds as if it was an isolated incident instead of a systemic issue. It's a systemic issue, is it? Systemic? Some high schooler pranked the yearbook staff? You're calling the police and having a meltdown? It's just, what do you even say about this? Glastonbury needs to wake up, call white supremacy by its name, and start taking justice seriously. It was a prank, bro. It was a Hitler quote contributed to George Floyd. That is inherently funny. That is a funny prank. I'm not going to lie. That's pretty funny. But no, it's just, this is just, you know, now we need anti-bias education, Holocaust education, according to David Warren. Whenever an incident of bigotry or bias occurs, it's important for the institution to respond, but also for good people to stand up and speak out. Okay. All right. I hope you're okay. I hope you're able to recover from this. I hope this high school prank, quoting a rather vague and pointless quote to George Floyd, I hope you recover from this. I hope this doesn't lead to a second Holocaust. It's just incredible. It's just incredible. And you just try to put it in other things. Like if some kid had put a Joseph Stalin quote, and attribute it to Ashley Babbitt. It's like, okay. Okay. Who cares? Who cares? it's just like these attacks. We must have more education. We must have an entire board appointed. We must get to the bottom of this. Call the police. Call the constables. Get the military in here. It was a yearbook prank. My God, we cannot let this stand. Okay. All right. Calm down, folks. Calm down. It's a yearbook prank. Incredible. Let's go back to the phone calls. Greg in Arizona has a suggestion for the next debate. Thanks for calling in, Greg. You are on the air. We got about 2 minutes left in this segment.
Yeah, I think we should have a debate about who we're going to have for our president in 2024 on the Republican side, because today Trump's going on Newsmax and he's going to talk about the vaccine and promote how the vaccine is such a good thing. And, you know, the vaccine is actually the single worst thing, because if we take the vaccine and we get sick, it's going to be real hard to have a movement to take our country back.
Yep. No, it's hard to explain. It's hard to explain what a...
Well, it's easy to explain. He's not with us, because anyone with any sense, especially, Barron's got issues, and I can imagine where the issues came from, and still he supports vaccines. So he is not the guy for 2024. I think that's got to be either General Flynn or Alex should throw his hat in the ring and run himself.
That would be awesome. That would be really great. Yeah, the next debate on InfoWars will just be a presidential debate, and it'll be Alex Jones versus his opponent. Yeah, that's an interesting interesting topic to debate, definitely one that needs a lot of consideration. I would maybe want to expand it out a little bit, and maybe the next debate would be something like the future direction of the Republican Party as a whole, whether it's America first or more of the typical, you know, conservative standpoint. I think there's a lot of division on the right side from that, although I think one side is just the corporate propped up side, and the other side is actually the ground roots side that has support. But maybe that'd be a good topic, and that would relate to what you're talking about, who's going to be the next Republican nominee, because we need to define what our party's all about right now so we can field the proper candidate in the future.
I've got some really good news for the viewers and listeners of this broadcast. And then I've got some really, 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 really good news. Yes, I could spend an hour telling you about how the globals are getting exposed and how they launched COVID-19 as a bioweapon and how much trouble Bill Gates and Fauci are in. I can even tell you about how the states are turning against the puppet President Biden and saying we're going to have $1,000 fines to try to make people wear masks. I could tell you about all of that, but why shouldn't I instead tell you about the super good news concerning the InfoWar? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are running right now the Memorial Day special for the next week only, with store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and DNA Force Plus is back in stock, sold out for 7 months, 40% off, Supermel Vitality, 50% off, Prostaguard, 40% off, Alpha Power, 50%, Ultra 12, 50%, Vazo-V, 50%, free shipping, and Patriot points, and it posts the InfoWar, and it's incredible products, and George Soros hates it! Ha-ha!
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Oh, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Jamming here in the morning on American Journal, Infowars.com, band.video, taking your phone calls about the debate that occurred yesterday, the great debate between Nick Fuentes and Robert Barnes. It's a hot topic. People are calling in. They want to express themselves about it, and I'm excited to hear from you. We're going to try to get to as many of your calls as possible in the next 2 hours. So let's start again, shall we? Let's go to who's been on the longest. John in Toronto has a comment about last night's debate. Why Israel's debate goes nowhere. It does seem a little bit like a dog chasing its own tail, doesn't it? Just doesn't ever seem to end. What did you think about the debate last night, John?
Oh, yeah, that's what I thought. I mean, in Zechariah, it says that in that day, Jerusalem shall be a burdensome stone, that whosoever shall burden themselves with it shall be cut in pieces. So we know that, you know, the Bible's telling us that if you try and, like, work this thing out, God's going to be like, no, 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 no. Mm. The thing with Trump was he, like, took himself off of the gas pedal with the whole Middle East thing. He wasn't pretending like he could fix it. He just said, you know what, we're going to do whatever we can do. And he did do a lot of good. But for the, you know, like, people seem to want to focus all the problems into that area. And it's true. It says every nation is turned against them. So we just got to pay attention to the fact that the scripture has already given us the answers and that there will be a resolution there. But I want to warn people that there is a big danger in trying to say that, you know, Israel needs or there's some sort of justification for pushing Israel out. Israel would be judged by God. It's not they're, you know, the chosen people. They're anointed by God. Just like Saul, he wouldn't be judged by David. David said, I won't judge him, not because he was a good person, but because he was anointed. And we're not saying that Israel is a good nation. They're corrupt. They like the war. They like to do this and that. But we don't have the authority to say they need to be wiped off. And it says, Zechariah 14.
Yeah, I think, you know, you're making a good point in the fact that this entire debate gets so complicated by the fact that you have the religious aspects of it. I mean, if this was just a conflict between two nation states with no religious overtones at all, it might be a little bit easier to see what's actually happening, right? I mean, the religious stuff is almost like a veil in front of our eyes that makes it really difficult to just see it as it is on the ground as a geopolitical nation state conflict.
That in itself is the proof that it can't be done, because people are genuinely saying, you know, we want Muslims and Jews and everybody in that area to get along. We can work out a deal. We can work out a deal on almost anything. But the proof is in the pudding that a deal hasn't been worked out, even when everything was offered to either side,
right,
everything to make a deal.
Well, tell you what, John, I appreciate your thoughts, but I want to move on quickly before you have to go to break to Charles in Atlanta, because he has a comment that's similar to yours, or at least in the same vein. So thank you so much for the call, John. But I'm going to go to Charles in Atlanta, who wants to talk about the biblical prophecy to the land and how that was sort of neglected in last night's debate. What's your comment on this, Charles? You're on the air.
Yes, it was interesting that I don't know whether Mr. Barnes and Nick agreed not to go there, but I was quite surprised. Even Alex, I don't think, mentioned to what degree does a certain amount of political and other kind of powers in and around Israel, do they direct their policies based on the fact that, hey, we remember or we claim that we are due from a God this land, so everything's going to be focused around that promise, whether they believe it or not, or whether they use it as an excuse, you know, you never know.
Right.
But that being said, pertaining to the debate, I was also surprised that as brilliant as, and I'll tell you,
Robert Barnes.
Robert Barnes is one of the most brilliant thinkers I've seen in my lifetime.
He truly
is.
But
here's something,
Sorry, Charles, we're about to go to break. I don't want you to get cut off in the middle of your sentence. So stay on the line, Charles. We're going to let you finish your thought. But I'll echo what you just said. Talking to Robert Barnes is one of the most intimidating things that can happen because he's so smart. It's incredible.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Third hour has begun. We'll go out to your phone calls very shortly. I just want to continue to cover this story. U.S. a top target for foreign and domestic influence operations, says a new Facebook report. It's the first report of its kind from Facebook. They say that there is a number of coordinated inauthentic behavior networks that they have removed from their website. They say this is all about manipulating information. They're trying to stop people from manipulating information. They're blaming this manipulation on things like Russia and Iran, when also revealing that really who they're targeting are conspiracy theorists, fringe political actors, PR or consulting firms, and media websites. In other words, news outlets and investigators reporting on things that Facebook would rather not have them see. Now, Facebook coming out and openly censoring the American people based on their own ideology might not go over so well, although what couldn't they get away with now? They've literally deleted the president of the United States, Donald Trump. So what else could they do that would make people actually wake up and stand up? But if they were just to come out and say, look, we are left-leaning, we are liberal, and anybody posting anything counter to that will be removed and deranked and eliminated, might make some people a little bit angry, might get some conservatives to leave the website. So instead they say this is Russia and China interfering. They're foreign nations. Don't you love America? Let us censor you. It's a very insidious sort of way of doing things. But of course, Facebook is intimately involved in the Biden administration and the entire left-wing establishment. We have Jeff Zients, a former Facebook board member that was chair of Biden's transition team and is now his coronavirus czar. He's worth $89 million, and he served on Facebook's board of directors, and now he's in the Biden administration in a very important role. Two others, another former board member is an advisor to President Biden, and two others, one was a Facebook director, another was a company lobbyist, have, according to Politico, taken leadership roles. And then, of course, you have Nick Clegg, who is now in the administration. So you have, on one hand, you have conspiracy theorists like us here at InfoWars. You have people who are dissidents or, as they put it, what do they say? Fringe political actors. In other words, people without the support of the establishment, trying to get information out, trying to communicate on one of the world's largest internet platforms. And they're being called an influence network. they're being told you're manipulating information. Yeah, the information may be true. Facebook's come out and said, yeah, the information might be true, but if it makes people think something we don't want them to think, then we're going to eliminate it. They've said that about vaccines, and that's a life or death situation. You don't think they'll make those same types of decisions when it comes to politics? Of course they will. But of course they, it's Russia, it's Iran. You need to let us censor. So they're very concerned about foreign interference. Oh, Facebook just loves America, don't they? Of course, you have the Facebook Oversight Board with Pamela Karlan, a woman who testified against President Trump during the first impeachment. She appointed her, or Facebook appointed her to the Content Oversight Board, as well as Noah Feldman. Noah Feldman advised Facebook on the creation of the Facebook Oversight Board. He was also a anti-Trump impeachment witness. No conflict of interest there, right? I'm sure Rand Paul and Thomas Massey are also on the Facebook Oversight Board, right? No, of course not. So on one side, you have independent people spreading true news. They're being called influence networks, manipulators, and they're being eliminated by the people in power, by far leftist activists and people in the Biden administration who want to eliminate dissident information being available on Facebook. But here's the most amazing thing of it from Haaretz.com. Facebook needs to grow up. An interview with Oversight Board's top Israeli. The former Director General of Israel's Justice Ministry, Emmy Palmore, is the most senior Israeli on Facebook's Oversight Board. In an interview, she explains why she believes the board can play a positive role and urges Facebook to take more responsibility. That's right, folks. Facebook is so concerned with foreign interference in American elections that they have put Israel's former justice minister on the Content Oversight Board. Yeah, last time I checked, Israel is a foreign power. Why don't you go ahead and put Russia's foreign minister on your board while you're at it?
I've got some really good news for the viewers and listeners of this broadcast. And then I've got some really, 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 really good news. Yes, I could spend an hour telling you about how the globals are getting exposed and how they launched COVID-19 as a bioweapon and how much trouble Bill Gates and Fauci are in. I can even tell you about how the states are turning against the puppet President Biden and saying we're going to have $1,000 fines to try to make people wear masks. I could tell you about all of that, but why shouldn't I instead tell you about the super good news concerning the InfoWar? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are running right now the Memorial Day special for the next week only, with store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and DNA Force Plus is back in stock. Sold out for 7 months, 40% off. Supermel Vitality, 50% off. Prostaguard, 40% off. Alpha Power, 50%. Ultra 12, 50%. FazOV, 50%. Free shipping and Patriot points. And it comes to InfoWar. And it's incredible products. And George Soros hates it. Ha-ha!
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, welcome back, folks. We got to your phone calls once again. A lot of people wanting to talk about the debate last night, the great debate between Nick Fuentes and Robert Barnes. Has a lot of people on both sides of the aisle. A lot of people were happy about it. Some people weren't, though, and we'll hear from some of them as well. Open forum here on American Journal, InfoWars, band.video. Hope that you share these links, share this information, and go to InfoWars store to support everything that we do here. Now let's go out to the phone lines. Wild in Wisconsin has an interesting question. What would Jesus do for Israel and Palestine? Good question, Wild. What do you think about that? You're on the air.
Yeah, I was listening to the debate and can't help but wonder what Jesus would do about Israel-Palestine and the Israel-Palestine conflict. Like, didn't the Jews curse themselves in holy court and their children by murdering Jesus? And also, nobody focuses on the Jesus's miracle of destruction, the dry and dying of the fig tree with its leafy branches that yield no fruit, dried at the roots. I'm just one guy and not a biblical scholar, but I see the miracle of destruction as also a kind of like a critique of ancient government, Israel branches of government, and a prediction of the future, because the city did burn later and a temple fall.
Right. Right. Isn't that one of the most amazing things is like, You have this temple that stood for thousands of years. And then this Jesus guy comes along and he's like, yeah, it's about to be torn down. Like, you wouldn't believe him, would you? I mean, it's been there for thousands of years. And what, just because you say it's going to get torn down, it's going to get torn, like, you're crazy. Get out of here. And then it's like, within 50 years, the temple is destroyed, completely dismantled. They didn't leave one stone on top of the other, according to the ancient accounts. So it's like, maybe that Jesus guy was onto something, guys. Maybe he knew what he was talking about. And I think he said something along the lines of, leave your house unto you desolate. So, yeah, I don't know what Jesus would do for Israel and Palestine.
Isn't that kind of, though, proof of, you know, his God power? Because, you know, being all-knowing, obviously, you know. And not only that, but he said figs wouldn't be popular. Who do you know, Harrison, that eat figs nowadays? See Alex Jones munching a bunch of figs? And figs aren't popular because they have insects inside of them, most of them. And insects have, obviously, incest a lot, especially fig wasps. And eating insects, you know, can transfer that sexual energy. And that's why, you know, I also think there's that weird, creepy incest push going on. And like I was saying before, you know, that type of all-knowing, you know, how could you know that and be so dead on? And like you said, no one listens. No one listens. It's like the buffalo off the cliff deal, you know. I don't know if you've been to the Milwaukee Public Museum before, but they have this great exhibit of all these buffalo going off the cliff, and there's an Indian making them go, I love Indians, but there's an Indian making all the buffalo go off the cliff. And if we're one of the buffaloes, how are we going to get all the other buffalo not to jump off the cliff?
Right.
And obviously the Indian's the devil. So, you know, we can try what we can. You know, what are we going to do? We try telling them, or we try doing jokes here to distract them, to get them some attention. But at a certain point, those own buffalo that are jumping over the cliff have to stop.
Yeah. That's a good point. Wild, thanks so much for the call. You are what you eat, I guess, and I don't want to be a bug, so I'm going to leave the figs alone. But, yeah, it's very, very interesting stuff. Let's go to who do we have? Don in Florida. Let's go to Terry in Minnesota first. Terry's actually critical of the debate. She didn't enjoy it, but that's right. You don't need to agree to us to have a voice on InfoWars. In fact, I wish more people who disagreed with us would call. Get a little contention on here. Get a little excitement. But I'm not saying it's going to be contentious with Terry. Maybe we'll have a great conversation. Thanks for calling in, Terry. You are on the air.
Yeah, hey, how you doing, Harrison?
Pretty good, thank you.
And congratulations, by the way, on your firstborn.
Thank you.
Say, I'm going to make a statement. Everything I say after this statement is going to go back to the statement. Quote, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. You can tie that together with Proverbs 1:7. Here's the problem with the debate. Not only is Alex, I'm not talking down on a human level here. These are, you know, they're good people. Everyone's, you know, got good in them, whatever. But Israel and Judah are two separate nations, Ezekiel 37.
Right.
The Kenites, and I've called you before. I've told you guys that, you know, use a standard King James, AV authorized, track down the scriptures. The Kenites have been who claim to be Jews and are not, and do lie and are the synagogue of Satan, are Satan's offspring. They have wrought on our brothers and sisters, true Judah, the true tribe of Judah, for centuries. As you know, as Alex knows, if you're not biblically illiterate, most are, this world was given to Satan by God, okay, for a purpose. And everything down here is run by Satan's offspring, which are the Kenite tares. And like I said, you can track that down, Matthew 13, 34 through 43, and a whole bunch of other scriptures. I'm not going to start quoting scriptures here. That's not the point of the conversation. As far as the debate goes, Israel over there, is basically what this guy just talked about, the last caller. The good and the bad figs, that's Jeremiah 24, have been over there. And right from Babylon, right in the beginning, Nimrod, Genesis, through Medo-Persia, Alexander with Greece, Caesar with Rome, and the Mohammedan kingdom that started in 636 AD up until 1948, key figure you guys talked about last night, or they did. When Israel, 1948, May of 1948, once again became a country, a kingdom, a nation, and the reason why this world is upside down, God, through Jesus Christ, said, learn that parable of the fig tree. That wasn't some flippant command by just some schmo. There was a purpose behind it because it sets up the last generation. And here's the problem. When people talk about the last generation, when you go, well, no man knows, you know, nobody knows the year, the month, the week, the day, the hour, blah, 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 right? That is a Hebrew idiom meaning no man knows the instant. Even God in Revelation chapter 11 said, when you see the two witnesses, which most true scholars know are Elijah and Moses, stand up, you got 3.5 days before Christ's feet touched the Mount of Olives.
You right. Well, yeah, so, I've always interpreted that as basically meaning that there is no, it's not set in stone. I mean, it's. Humans have will, and if we choose to turn away from evil and turn towards God, perhaps we can waylay the inevitable destruction coming down the road. That's all I've always interpreted, is that it's not preordained. It's actually up to us, and we can, you know, keep this world going on longer if we actually behave in a proper way. But yeah, this is the problem with the Israel-Palestine conflict in general, is that it has this religious overtone, which I think is frankly, inappropriate for talking about real life death and destruction and geopolitical maneuvering. I honestly, like, it's a fun thing to debate. It's an interesting thing to consider. Like, was this prophecy this? Did it mean this? Well, do they have a right to this land? Blah, blah. But it's completely arbitrary, and anybody can make claims like this. I mean, well, what would stop Native Americans from claiming that, you know, Austin, Texas is sacred land to them and that their God gave it to them? So, you know, they have a right to eliminate us and replace us here. It doesn't make any sense, and it's not a valid argument, in my opinion, for geopolitics. You can consider it. You can make your decisions based off of that, but no, it doesn't make any sense. And you see the most ridiculous stuff. I saw a video the other day. It was an Israeli guy being interviewed about the Palestinians, and he was basically – and, you know, they were like, well, what do you say to the people who think that you're – you know, that you are kicking them out of their, like, ancestral homes, that you're, you know, evicting them from their homes where they've lived and their fathers lived and their father's fathers lived. And the guy's like, well, you know, too bad. Like, they stole my grandfather's house from me or from him, so now we're just stealing it back. And it's like, this dude saying this is as Eastern European as you can possibly get. And he's like, blonde hair, blue-eyed guy saying they stole my grandfather's land in Israel. That is an absurdity. It makes no sense whatsoever, but it's a religious argument. They're basically saying that 2,000 years ago, Jews lost Israel, so now they have to have it back. Okay, take it up with the Romans, I guess, but shouldn't be an argument when you're talking about real life geopolitics and bombs dropping on people.
I'm giving you a status report on what your support of InfoWars has done. We are kicking globalist ass up and down the planet right now. Their entire agenda of depopulation, poison vaccines, it's all coming out. And yes, I'm risking my life, and yes, this is very dangerous. But it's worth it, and I'm very honored to be in the fight. So thanks for keeping me in the fight and our great crew here at InfoWars. And here's the other good news. This has been sold out for 7 months. It's got the highest quality PQQ CoQ10 that's so good for your cells, your mitochondria, your telomeres, your nerves, everything. PQQ, the CoQ10, look at the other ingredients. They all go together. This incredible formula, our number one bestseller, sold out for 7 months, is now back in stock, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the InfoWar a true 360 win. Get it while you still can at InfoWarsStore.com for 40% off. DNA Force Plus.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
I share with you, the viewers and listeners, the facts of where InfoWars is. And it's always a complex picture, but I do my best to explain it to you because you are the patrons that make all this possible. So in short, the world's awakening, despite all the censorship, InfoWars has never been more influential and has never had a bigger effect exposing the globalist agenda and fighting it. But that said, the COVID lockdowns, the shutdown of supply chains has almost shut us down because most of the best-selling products which you want to buy, like DNA Force Plus and others, have been sold out for up to 7 months. Well, guess what? DNA Force Plus just came back in, thank God, for 7 months. It's 40% off. It's amazing at InfoWarsStore.com. And for the week leading up through Memorial Day, we have store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points. And Alpha Power's back in stock. And Supermel Vitality's back in stock. And Pollen Block and Dazzle Beats, they're all back in stock, as much as 50% off. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for keeping us on the air, InfoWarriors. Gerald in South Carolina. Go ahead, you're on the air. Trying to move quicker.
Hey, Alex.
Welcome.
Would like to say, first off, thanks for being the voice of reason in amongst all this stupidity. Wanted to warn people, I've been trying to get a hold of you for a year, okay? I'm a double amputee, and I have bacteria infection on my lung that'll never go away. Living Defense saved my life. They had me on antibiotics for 2 years that almost killed me. Living Defense brought me back. I wanted to just quote from the Bible, Jesus is saying, as to where we are right now. This is Matthew 24, verse 9. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. That's right where we're at, brother.
And that's because God's name is on the founding of this country, no matter what they say, and that's why the enemy hates it, because God created this country.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Band.video, taking your calls throughout the rest of this hour and more. And I've still got some more stories to cover. I still want to cover Rand Paul and Stephen Colbert, although I was rather fired up about this topic earlier this morning. And let's just say I've calmed down quite a bit since then. Maybe I'll let that rest. I was going to call for some things that I probably shouldn't call for, so I'll be calm. I'll be calm, and we'll cover the really important topics, not the celebrity gossip, although it is an important topic, actually, now that I think about it. Now that I really think about it, I think I will cover it. I think I'll do it right now. Rand Paul blamed pop star Richard Marx for a threatening package. Marx's reply was right there waiting for Stephen Colbert. So the story about this is that Rand Paul received a death threat and a envelope full of white powder at his home on Monday. So Senator Paul tweeted out, "I take these threats immensely seriously as a repeated target of violence. It is reprehensible that Twitter allows C-list celebrities to encourage violence against me and my family." What is he talking about? Well, this guy Richard Marx had originally posted a tweet basically saying, he said this, quote, "I'll say it again. If I ever meet Rand Paul's neighbor, I'm going to hug him and buy him as many drinks as he can consume." Rand Paul's neighbor, who, of course, came up behind Rand Paul while Rand Paul was mowing his lawn with headphones on, attacked Rand Paul, broke five of his ribs, and left him with lifelong issues and chronic pneumonia, and left him gasping for breath on his lawn. That's the person that Richard Marx is saying, I want to hug him. I want to buy him a drink. It's just incredible. And then, of course, you know, Rand Paul is like, what the hell? You're basically inciting violence against me, celebrating the fact that I was beaten to within an inch of my life, and Twitter just allows that to stay up. Meanwhile, I'm getting an envelope full of white powder with an image inside of it with a rifle to my head. That was the image that was inside the envelope, along with the white powder, was a picture of Rand Paul with a rifle put to his head. And what is the response from Richard Marx about this? Well, you're not vaccinated. Oh, yeah, well, you're the more dangerous one because you're not vaccinated. It's just like, this is insane. It's completely insane. But hey, there's violent, stupid people on the left side of the aisle. That's to be expected. It's to be understood. You would think that this would be something that, you know, after all is said and done, you can disagree on everything. We could at least come together as Americans and say violence is unacceptable and abhorrent in the political sphere. You would think. But the reality is the left is all for it. They'll beat the crap out of you. They'll shoot at you. They'll mob you. They'll threaten you. And then when you point that out, they'll laugh at you and say, you're the real dangerous one. You're not vaccinated. We can get into that, but let's play a little clip here because, again, not just an aberrant leftist making outrageous comments and, you know, being held to account for them. No, no, no. He's being celebrated. He's being congratulated. He's being encouraged by the left. And last night on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, who I'm going to refer to as Worm Tongue from now on, they did a little musical number mocking Rand Paul because he said, hey, I'm getting death threats and white powder sent to my home. Maybe we shouldn't be inciting violence against me. And they're like, yeah, right, idiot. Shut down. Shut up. Sit down. So here's the clip from Worm Tongue's show last night.
The FBI and Capitol Police launched an investigation after someone sent a suspicious package to Senator Rand Paul's home. The large envelope contained white powder. Investigators are trying to determine if the substance is harmful. The Kentucky senator says he has been targeted by violent tweets on social media, including by singer Richard Marx.
And now a response from Richard Marx.
Just because you're anti-vax, I hear your voice on TV, getting owned by Fauci. You're my least favorite bull, worse than the cop at the mall. None of
Wow, hilarious, right? Just good time family entertainment for everybody. Senator gets white powder and a death threat sent to his house, and they basically say, yeah, you deserve to be hated because of how evil you are. It's great. It's great. Thank you, Worm Tongue. Thank you, Stephen Colbert. Stephen Colbert doing everything he can to create division. I hope Stephen Colbert is able to achieve a sense of empathy with Rand Paul. I hope that next time Colbert is out there wearing his headphones, mowing his lawn, I hope he's sucker punched and attacked. I hope they stomp on his chest and break five of his ribs. I hope he's left with lifelong issues. I hope he's left writhing in agony, waiting for the ambulance to come, wondering if he's going to die or not. I hope next time his wife and he leave a fancy party, they're mobbed by an angry mob attacking them, and he has to flee for his life. I hope next time he's out at a park, perhaps playing softball, there's a violent psychopath with a loaded rifle and his name on a list in his pocket. Worm tongue, right there. I hope he experiences all of this. Now, obviously not really. I don't really want violence to come to these people because I'm not a psychopath liberal. But if that does happen, and if Colbert is attacked repeatedly because of his beliefs and is left on the cusp of death, I'll find the person who did it to him. I'll buy him as many beers as he can drink, and I'll give him a big old hug. This is where we are now, right? This type of level of discourse we want to have.
We're launching our 2021 Memorial Week specials, and right now we've got store-wide free shipping. We've got double Patriot points. We've got 40% off on DNA Force Plus, sold out for 7 months. We've got 50% off on Ultra 12, 50% off on Basil Beats, 50% off on Alpha Power. These are all incredible products. I can talk about each one for several minutes, but a lot of you have already used them. Some of you haven't. You got to go check these out. These are all top-of-the-line formulas, some of them clones of bestsellers, others original formulations that we came up with top developers to blow people away. And it's all there. There's a bunch of other big specials on water filtration, air filtration, too many sales and specials to mention them all here today. But whatever you do, go to InfoWarsStore.com with a store of free shipping and double Patriot points. And sold out for 7 months, DNA Force Plus with the PQQ and the CoQ10 that's been sold out is now back in stock, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with super male vitality in the true alpha male pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
One of the most common questions I get on air, but also off air when I'm just out and about, is, Alex, what do I say to my family about the vaccines? How do I warn them? Well, the problem is there's so many problems with it, so many facets. The history of contaminated vaccines, the fact that they have liability protection in the U.S. and Europe, the fact that they've been caught adding sterilants and cancer viruses and other things to vaccines, and the whole history of secret experimentation on at-risk groups of poor blacks, poor whites, Native Americans. The list goes on and on. But what about the fact that Fauci testified to Congress, and so did the head of the CDC in late May of 2021, that around half of the NIH CDC staff, medical doctors, virologists, scientists, have refused to take the vaccine until they get safe? Yeah, I think when half the doctors are scared to take it, that's the same thing in the private practices out there, similar numbers, that's not something I'm going to be taking. That's very, very simple. There's your answer.
What are champions made of? Here's a man who can show you.
Triple 888-253-3139 is the InfoWars store hotline. 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 That's
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Good Lord. You know, the media in this country, a caller said it on a show. It was either yesterday, earlier this week, or last week, where they said it's like arguing with a psycho ex-girlfriend. And that's literally what it's like. Just search the term Republicans seize or Republicans seized, because nothing that the Republicans do can be permitted to be seen as legitimate in the eyes of the media. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Here's a prime example from TheHill.com. Republicans seek vindication amid reemergence of Wuhan lab theory. Congressional Republicans are seizing on recent comments from health officials and top scientists about the origin of the coronavirus as vindication for their previous claims and are demanding Democrats launch investigations. It's always Republicans are seizing on something. How about Republicans said it probably came from a lab? Democrats denied it, lied about it, ended the investigation into it. Now it's been exposed that it did come from the lab, and it's being portrayed as Republicans seizing on something. They have to portray Republicans as inauthentic opportunists, basically. They don't. You can't let people think that Republicans actually care about things if they are doing something. You have to insinuate somehow, you have to imply that they're doing it dishonestly. It's not that Republicans want a border for safety and immigration and to have a functioning country. No, they're racist against Mexican people. So anytime there's a legitimate concern or a legitimate issue that Republicans actually care about and want to make moves on, it's always, they're seizing on this. You know, it's like Republicans say, hey, having no immigration control, let's illegal immigrants come in and they commit crimes that hurt American people. And then it's like that happens. There's an immigrant that commits a crime and it hurts an American person. And the Republicans are like, see, this is what we're talking. This is what we're trying to prevent. And it's like Republican seizes on this violence to try to put forward their racist thing. It's like when we say, here's the consequence of your position, and then that consequence comes to pass, and we point that out, we aren't seizing on something to turn to our own ends, to benefit ourselves because we're out for power. We actually have beliefs. Republicans are seizing on recent comments from health officials. So it is like a bad ex-girlfriend where it's like you say to her, like, you locked the keys in the car. She's like, no, I didn't. And then like you go and you're like, yeah, they're in the car and they're locked and you were the one that did it. And then she's like, oh, wow. So you just, your ego, like you just have to be right. You have to be right about everything. You just want to serve your ego by proving me wrong. And it's all about your ego. And it's like, the hell are you talking about? You know, I don't know if you've ever dated a crazy girl before. They have this way of manipulating things. Where even when you're right, it's not that you're right, it's that you're manipulating things because your ego demands that you be right. It's like, no, I'm just right about this. I'm just right. It's like Republicans, they're just right. They're right about the lab leak theory. They're right about the origins of coronavirus. Now that it's actually coming out, the media can't just say that. Hey, Republicans turned out they were right all along. Democrats seizing on dishonesty. They can't say that. They have to try to frame it incorrectly. And it's so unbelievably infuriating. You're right about something, they say you're wrong, you're proven right, and suddenly it's, oh, well, you're seizing on this opportunity to get power for yourself. Meanwhile, what happens when Democrats just are blatantly, openly, egregiously dishonest and opportunistic? It's all covered up. It's all smoothed over. Some of the quotes from this, I mean, just incredible. Here's from the New York Times. Democrats, once outraged, take a quieter approach to migrant children. Oh, it's not that they were seizing on the immigration crisis to try to get power from Donald Trump. No, you know, you can't portray the Democrats as opportunistic, as sleaze balls, as conniving, manipulating liars. No. In fact, they literally say, I'll just read some of it. It's unbelievably incredible. Democrats say the contrast is a good. Oh, yeah, they say House Democrats who led an angry charge against Trump administration's treatment of migrant children have taken a much quieter tack since concerns began emerging about conditions at some of the emergency shelters set up by the Biden administration to deal with minors at the southern border. Just like outrage at Trump imprisoning children in cages. Meanwhile, concerns about the Biden administration's handling of emergency shelters. Just so unbelievably serpentine, just slimy. Just all of this just oozes slime. Democrats say the contrast is for good reason. Former President Donald J. Trump's immigration policies were deliberately cruel, devised as a deterrent to would-be immigrants, while the Biden administration is trying hard to deal with a bad hand. I mean, they're literally telling you their scheme here. Like, they're literally just being like, you want to see how dishonest we can be? Check it out. We'll take exactly the same policy and we'll present it in two entirely different ways. Like, they're open saying it. The policy is the same. Biden's, if anything, is less effective, more crowded, more destructive, if anything. But essentially, it's the same. It's separate the children from the people who claim to be their parents, make sure they're safe, keep them in housing. Then the Biden administration, of course, is then putting them on jets and shipping them to Rhode Island, but that's a different story. It's just amazing. Trump's immigration policies were deliberately cruel, while the Biden administration is trying hard to deal with a bad hand. Oh, but they're the same policies. Oh, okay. Oh, interesting. Veronica Escobar, Democrat of Texas, says she's been impressed with the administration working on the issue, saying, quote, they have a solid vision and a heart of gold, and they seem to want to do the right thing. It's just like, again, Republicans go, hey, this immigration thing is a problem. I bet I could even find articles where they go, Republicans seize on the children's in cages outrage to further put forward their immigration issues. It's just so unbelievably dishonest. Then they go on to talk about the infrastructure bill, where basically the Democrats are just demanding all of this insane stuff, calling it infrastructure, just totally dishonest, just blatantly, egregiously, like unimaginably dishonest. Literally. Just, they're just like, yeah, we're going to do preschool, free preschool and free internet and free phones, and we're going to only subsidize black people. Oh, really? What's this bill called? Oh, we're calling it the infrastructure bill. Just more dishonest than you can, like, even wrap your head around. Shockingly dishonest, shockingly, openly deceitful. Yeah, it's like, but after making good faith compromise offer that moved towards the Republican colleagues' positions, so essentially they're just demanding these outrageous things. Republicans are like, hey, well, we want infrastructure. We'll work with you. But no, this is ridiculous. And Democrats are just like, these obstructionists over here. So essentially, if the Democrats don't get what they want, if you don't give them everything they want, they just threaten to flip the board over, burn the house down. As frustration grows over GOP obstruction, progressives intensify demands to kill the filibuster. They're just like, yeah, let's just destroy the foundations of our government because we aren't getting what we want right now. These people are, I don't even want to say they're children because children are innocent. Children are, for the most part, good. These are the children of demons. These are the children of Satan. These are the offspring of the decrepit, fallen denizens of hell. The Democrats and their media cohorts.
When I get up here and tell you that most of our best-selling products have been sold out for 3 months, 4 months, 6 months, 7 months, it's not a gimmick to make you buy the products. I'm really genuinely freaked out because listeners were buying enough of our great supplements and books and films and t-shirts to fund the operation because they're great products and we're coming back and getting more. And thank you for the support. But whether it's DNA Force Plus or whether it's Pollen Block or whether it's Super Bowl Vitality or VasoBeats, because of the ongoing lockdowns around the world, we're not going to lower the quality of our products, and so we just can't offer them. But thank God, it looks like some good things are starting to happen right now, because suddenly a lot of products that have been sold out for a long time are back in stock. And one of them is Pollen Block. It takes a long time to get into Pollen Block, but it's for seasonal discomfort, stuff like allergies. It's from France. It's a special proprietary system. This is the highest quality, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. Store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points. Check it out. I've got some really good news for the viewers and listeners of this broadcast. And then I've got some really good news. Yes, I can spend an hour telling you about how the globals are getting exposed and how they launched COVID-19 as a bioweapon and how much trouble Bill Gates and Fauci are in. I can even tell you about how the states are turning against the puppet President Biden and saying we're going to have $1,000 fines to try to make people wear masks. I can tell you about all of that, but why shouldn't I instead tell you about the super good news concerning the InfoWar? That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We are running right now the Memorial Day special for the next week only with store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, and DNA Force Plus is back in stock. Sold out for 7 months, 40% off. Supermel Vitality, 50% off. Prostagard, 40% off. Alpha Power, 50%. Ultra 12, 50%. Thazobies, 50%. Free shipping and Patriot points. And it posts the InfoWar. And it's incredible products. And George Soros hates it. Ha-ha! You know, I'm cutting an ad right now. And I've been here on the Saturday cutting these. I've done a terrible job because I just cut like 5 ads and I didn't tell people the most important part. No, it's not that DNA Force Plus has been sold out for 7 months and is back in stock and is 40% off. Or how the supply chain broke down and how it almost bankrupted us, but thank God it finally came in. Or how it cleans up your mitochondria and makes your telomeres last longer and can regrow nerves. You've got to go research DNA Force Plus. No, it's not that. The reason I just cut all those ads and forgot the most important point. The Supernova Vitality is back in stock, 50% off. The Prostagard is back, 40% off. The Alpha Power is back, 50% off. The Ultra 12, vitamin B12, taking over the tongue, it's incredible, is back, also 50% off. Or VasoBeats, back 50% off. No, it's that. We've got double Patriot points and free shipping store-wide. Double Patriot points, free shipping store-wide on top of these huge sales. I don't really need to sell you on how beet concentrate is really good for your heart, good for your liver, good for your lungs, good for your cardiovascular system and your brain. It's well known, and so beet supplements are amongst the best sellers out there. So I went out to a top lab and I said, what is the strongest beet concentrate you can do? A copy of the popular formula you have. And they explained that their formula had a certain percentage, and I said, just like with Body's Ultimate Turmeric formula, for the average competitors at 5% curcuminoid, I said, no one else does 95, that's the highest level. I said, give me 95% curcuminoid. Didn't even cost much more. And we have 95% curcuminoid. Well, it's the same thing here. This is a very strong beet extract, and it's very good for your body, good for your heart, and it's back in stock, VasoBeats, at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. Turbo Force is back in. DNA Force is back in. Ultra 12 is back in. Super Male Vitality is back in. And they all fund the InfoWar. And their store-wide free shipping and double Patriot points for the week of Memorial Day.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Rand Paul thing. So I was just thinking about AOC. And I was just like, AOC's like doing these live streams. She's like, there were protesters half a mile away. And I thought one of them was coming to get me, but it turned out to be a cop. And I was like, oh dear. Oh, we're so sorry. Oh, who can we imprison? Who do we imprison to make you happy? What can we do? Just like, just, and it's just constant. Marjorie Taylor Greene is like, hey, AOC, will you debate me? And everybody's like, you leave her alone! You leave her alone! And Nancy Pelosi goes up, and Marjorie Taylor Greene assaulted Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on the floor today. Oh, dear. And it's just like, Rand Paul is just probably just sitting there like, what? Steve Scalise is probably looking at the bullet holes scarring his body. Just like, the hell is wrong with you? Of course, all Stephen Colbert. Oh, poor Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Wormtongue gets on the late night show. All of America wept together today with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. We all felt the fear that she felt. We never want her to feel that again. So we're getting rid of the First Amendment. Meanwhile, Rand Paul just like beaten within an inch of his death, just mobbed, just death threats, powder sent to his home, gunned down on a baseball field, swarmed by angry mobs, just constant attacks. And Colbert's like, yeah, but you're not vaccinated, so you deserve it. Okay. So that's the late night show. That's good stuff. Good stuff. I was there. I was so scared. I was hiding under my desk. And then the cop came in and was like, hey, we're getting lunch. Do you want Alex? Alex, where are you? It's just like no danger at all. At all. Whatsoever. These people. No empathy, no sympathy, just hatred. And again, it's just like, what has Rand Paul done? What has he done? What has he said? What does he represent? He's literally just like, he like once a year goes for like a month to Haiti to perform eye surgery for free on children. And they're just like, yeah, that guy deserves to die. He's just like, yeah, I really love freedom. I want low taxes. You know, the American way, truth, justice, peace. I'm a doctor, son of a congressman, worked hard my whole life, beautiful children, beautiful wife, no scandals at all. Just like just a good guy from Kentucky, right about everything. And they're just like, murder that man, kill him, slaughter him. We will celebrate the assassin. Now, let's keep talking. Let's keep talking about stuff, folks. We'll get to the bottom of this. Incredible, incredible stuff. Let's go back to your phone calls. Christine from California has a comment about the debate from last night. Of course, the debate, the Nick Fuentes, Robert Barnes, great debate. A huge success here on InfoWars. Christine, did you watch the debate? What did you think of it?
I didn't watch all of it, but somebody commented that the USS Liberty incident was not discussed on it, and there is something about that incident that is almost never discussed anywhere.
Okay.
Including by the people who like to yell and scream about it. You see, LBJ didn't just cover it up. He ordered it. If you put in he wanted an excuse to attack Egypt. Under Nasser, they were buddy-buddy with USSR. So he was going to have a false flag, which would be, instead of usual technique where you use your own soldiers to do something, dressed up in somebody else's garb, he'd have Israeli pilots put the thing on the bottom of the ocean and then blame Egypt. And three times there was a request for help, and help started and was told by McNamara to fall back and stand down, don't go there. And if you put in LBJ ordered attack Liberty as a search term, you can find several articles on this.
Okay.
I think it was a book written about it. Anyway, he was one person, I think Henry Mackow's page, had apparently heard him on the phone yelling that he wanted that boat sunk and he didn't want any witnesses. And the Israeli pilots were dubious about this at first. They said, you know, hey, wait a minute, this is an American flag on this ship. And their boss said, go ahead and do it. And I don't know if they did their best or if they were deliberately sloppy, but the USS Liberty survived. And the idea of embarrassing our ally was just nonsense. What he wanted, the cover-up he was doing was really to avoid his own situation coming out in the open, because he had wanted to attack Egypt, and he was going to put the thing, he's going to sink the USS Liberty and blame Egypt.
Right. Well, but I haven't looked into this aspect of the USS Liberty, so you're telling me something that I'm not fully informed on. How would LBJ give orders to the Israeli military?
Well, very simply. They were Israel and us. Israel's pretty dependent on us.
Right.
And he had and there would be somebody in – it wouldn't be just to the military. It would be they took their orders from someone higher up in the politics who was comparable to Netanyahu, being a similar mentality to some of our own deep state people, was a similar – you got along with LBJ on this and wanted war with Egypt also.
Right.
So
it seems like a very –
details. The arguments for this are in this at least one book out there on the subject. In those search terms, LBJ attack Liberty order, LBJ order attack Liberty. You put those search terms in, you'll find a link to at least one book and some articles, and you can keep poking around, and anybody can find out more on this.
Okay.
Henry Mack.
Yeah. No, I'll look into it. It's definitely an interesting topic, and I wouldn't be surprised if that was the case. It just, you know, to wrap my mind around that, if I was Israel, I would not go along with that. So, I mean, there definitely had to be some in Israel as well. It's like, you know, America being like, hey, go ahead and attack our vessel. It's like, no, we'll blame it on somebody else. Don't worry about it. Like, that is a very dangerous move, to attack America and then hope that they blame it on your enemy rather than on you. I mean, they're really playing with fire there. So, I don't know. If I was Israel, I would not have gone along with LBJ on that. Because how easy would it be for LBJ to go, hey, Israel just attacked our people, attack them, right? To me, it seems like Israel wouldn't do that if they weren't sure that it would be blamed on Egypt. Anyway, it's an interesting topic, and I don't think it got brought up last night, although it may have. Let's go now to Alex in Michigan, who says that the Knights Templar run Israel for the Pope. This is an interesting take on the Israel Palestine situation. Thanks for calling in, Alex. You are on the air.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Harrison. Yeah,
sure.
I wanted to talk about the Knights Templar Crusaders that still run Israel, and these Knights Templar Crusaders have a history going back to the 1100s, and apparently these Knights Templar were made to protect the Merovingian bloodlines, and this is all in the Da Vinci Code or whatever, and they say, like, this lie that Jesus was a Merovingian, that's a lie. But if you want to know more about the topic, watch the movie Da Vinci Code, or the book or whatever. But then also, so the Illuminati was founded in 1776 by Adam Weishaupt, who was a Jesuit professor at Ingolstadt University and a Rosicrucian Freemason Knights Templar. And the Freemasons were created when the Knights Templar were suppressed in 1307 by Pope Clement and King Philip of France for being devil worshippers worshiping Baphomet. And so they had to go to Scotland and create the Freemasons there. And so that's that history. And so Israel is like kind of between a rock and a hard place. They got the Pope and the Crusaders running their government, and they got all these Muslims who hate them. And it's just a tough situation. But let me read this Bible quote, Daniel 2:20. Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and secret things. He knows what is in the darkness, and light dwells with him.
Beautiful stuff, man. I'm happy that we get to close out this show on a Bible verse, and I thank you for that, Alex in Michigan. Some very interesting hidden history, and suffice to say, not is all as it seems. People who are ostensibly enemies with each other are really working together behind the scenes. Strings are being pulled from one, you know, globalist city to the next, and the point is, the more chaos and conflict that they can create and that they endeavor to generate, the more power that they're able to take from the individual and consume for themselves. Crazy world, folks. I'm glad we're riding through this storm together. The Alex Jones Show begins very soon. Don't go anywhere.
One of the most popular memes on the internet in the last decade has been Alex Jones was right, but it now routinely trends number one on platforms like Twitter and Facebook, making the globalists pull their hair out in anger. But let me tell you, we are tomorrow's news today, and thanks to your support, we're still on air at Infowars.com and Band.video, radio stations and TV stations across the country. And our film Endgame, censored and taken offline by Amazon when it hit number one a few years ago, is now available again. We have reprinted it on high-quality DVD in HD. It has a zero country code, meaning anyone in the world is authorized to make copies of it, and I'm asking you to get the original, make copies, give it to everyone you know, air it on local access TV, give it to your pastors, your police chiefs, your state reps, your prime ministers, whatever you do, warn the world. This film uses their own documents and own statements 14 years ago to expose them. It's more important than ever. Available at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. Your voice counts. When you share information, be it over the internet or in person, it changes the world. The globalists know their agenda is unpopular. They know you're angry. And now to get around big tech, it's more important than ever that we use every tool we've got. Well, ladies and gentlemen, if you sign up for our free news and show alerts, you can then take those alerts, those articles, and those live feeds, both the regular shows and special reports, and share them with everyone you know. Take action now by texting the word NEWS, N-E-W-S, to 833-470-0438. That's 833-470-0438 for InfoWars emergency news alerts. Or text the word SHOW to 833-470-0438 and receive live show notifications. Take action now, create the chain reaction, and tell others to share those texts. Get news alerts at 833-470-0438.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.